Jeremy Dean QC, Alex Proud, Gallery Nightclub owner, Telegraph commentator. Thank you both, gentlemen, very much indeed for joining us here for our Friday panel, reviewing the biggest stories of the week. I say we had an awful lot to choose from. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Right, we're joined in the studio, very busy studio today, with Mr. John Holmes.
Yes, hello.
Hello. Oh, you're in a bit of a mood.
Not really.
That just, Friday feeling with John Holmes.
Yeah. I didn't know you were back. I thought I was walked in here expecting James Whale.
It's uncanny the difference. Yeah, we look very remarkably
you're both
similar.
Bald.
Don't tell everybody. To be fair, if I was going to buy a wig, I'd buy a better wig than this.
Yeah.
What's happening fair on enough. Your show?
Oh, well, as you know, we collect over the past few days the haters, trolls, texts and tweets that we get sent.
Can you not talk about our guests?
Yeah,
like
sorry
that.
About that. And rather than ignore the haters or report them to the authorities, what we do is we take all their offensive tweets that is basically abuse and we read them out live from the lift as it travels downwards through the building. They're read out by a man called Con. We call the feature Condescending.
Of course you do. Absolutely wonderful feature. Just to please John, I'm not going to be here on Monday. I'm going to be zip-wiring at Centre Park. Don't ask me why.
What, like I Boris Johnson?
Yeah, Boris. I'm hoping not to get stuck. There won't be a union flag.
Okay.
I don't know why I get bullied into these things. I'd much rather just be drinking. But there we are. James will be in. You'll have him. He's having you in here. You have either you in his hands or you're in here. One of the two. Anyway, James will be here.
Not sure that's allowed.
Yeah, that's not allowed, is it?
Not in the current climate.
No, absolutely. John Holmes with you from 1 o'clock.
He's not Donald Trump.
This is Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on solid oak rustic lacquered flooring for only £19.99 ex-vat per square metre. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Join us tonight for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox, featuring Olly Murs, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Tonight from 7 on Channel 4.
We all like the idea of a new car. Because it's new, it's not going to break down. It comes with a long warranty and we don't have to worry about it passing its MOT. But when you buy a Das Felt Auto used Volkswagen between the 6th and 24th of October, you get 2 years warranty, 2 years roadside assistance, 2 years MOT insurance and two services included at 10.9% APR representative. So you might say a used Volkswagen is as good as new. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer and find out more about their as good as new event this October. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on solutions personal contract plan. Participating retailers 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status, Volkswagen Financial Services.
Whether you're saving up for a trip to paradise or building your dream bathroom, the money you're putting aside is perfectly safe, protected by the FSCS up to £75,000, should anything happen to your bank, building society or credit union. It's completely automatic, free of charge, and you'll get your money back within 7 days. You'll probably never need us, but it's good to know we're here. Search FSCS Protected.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Friday, isn't it though? And it's 1 minute past one. Here's Victoria with the news on Talk Radio.
Thanks, John. Coming up, prison for the fake shake. Most Wanted Brit is arrested and new Prince albums to be released.
Talk Radio.
An undercover journalist nicknamed the Fake Shake has been jailed for 15 months for tampering with evidence in the collapsed drugs trial of pop star Tuliza. The judge told Mazen Mahmood that while he'd done some good work, there was no justification for perverting the course of justice. Jeremy Dean QC, who represented the singer, has told Talk Radio it's a short prison term.
15 months is a light sentence. He was being sentenced for this one case in a background of long-standing controversies, but this is a journalist who was found to have set out to distort evidence with a view to securing the conviction of Tuliza. That is an incredibly serious matter.
One of Britain's most wanted fugitives has been arrested in Spain just hours after an appeal was launched to find 10 suspects. He'd been on the run for 2 years and is suspected of downloading indecent images of children. An inquest has heard a four-month-old baby was ripped from his mother's arms and killed by the family dog. Archie Darby's 22-month-old brother was also attacked in Colchester last week and has life-changing injuries. A minute's silence has been held in Abervin to remember the victims of a mining disaster 50 years ago. 144 people, mostly children, were killed in the village in South Wales when a coal tip slid down a mountainslide onto a school and houses. The tribunal found the National Coal Board was to blame. Denise Morgan, who was 11 at the time, sister Annette, was among those who died.
My mother retells the story then about she grew up with her grandfather, and she remembers him saying to her as a young child, that is going to slip one day and it's going to have a catastrophic effect. But nobody did take any notice of the warning.
And two new Prince albums, including a collection of previously unreleased songs, are going to be released. A 40-track greatest hits collection called Prince Forever will be released next month, while the star's 1984 Purple Rain is also being reissued after his death from an accidental painkiller overdose in April.
Talk Radio National Weather.
Mostly bright this afternoon with isolated showers across the east of England and the northwest. Highs of 13 degrees.
Hi, Victoria.
Hi, John.
How's your Friday?
It's okay. How's yours?
It's all right so far. What are you doing at the weekend? Anything exciting?
Just meeting up with some friends.
Great.
That's about it.
Good
about you?
Good chat.
How about you?
Meeting up with some friends. That's about it.
Good chat.
Great.
Great.
So then, Ben has the pre-recorded sport. Here he comes.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
What are you
we'll
doing,
start
Victoria?
With cricket. England have kept themselves in contention after a tough second day of the first test with Bangladesh in Chittagong. They restricted their host to 221 for five by
off.
The close of play in reply to Alistair Cook's side's 293 all out. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says his squad is still adjusting to his style of play. The Reds are fourth in the Premier League table, just 2 points off the top, ahead of TalkSport's commentary game at home to West Brom tomorrow. They're looking to improve on an eighth place finish last time round, and Klopp says it isn't a seamless process.
We know more about us.
Nothing.
We know more about the things we want to do together and how it should work. But that's not, unfortunately, it's not like cycling. Yeah, you can lose it, you can miss it, and yeah, you have to do it again and again and again.
Finally, West Ham manager Slaven Bilic is confident they can make the London Stadium as formidable as their old ground, Upton Park. They've only tasted victory once in four attempts there in the Premier League this season. The Hammers host bottom side Sunderland tomorrow.
Bottom.
A game you can hear live and in full over on TalkSport 2. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
Bottom. what? Victoria did a very rude handshake while that was on. I don't know why.
You were also doing terrible things.
No.
I saw them.
Chloe, get us the hell out of this.
Talk Radio.
At McDonald's, we're always working to improve our Happy Meal, like reducing the saturated fat in our cooking oil by 83%. We've also given parents more choice for their kids by introducing organic milk and water. And less than a quarter of our Happy Meals are now sold with a sugary fizzy drink. These are just a few of the steps we're taking to make the Happy Meal even happier. Saturated fat reduction in restaurant cooking oil between 1992 and 2010. Served after 10:30 a.m.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Previously on The John Holmes Show.
And it's just coming up to
some of the stories.
Too late to say spoiler alert.
If your DAB screen is currently threatening you by saying,
I'm Jewish.
That's correct.
Let's go and catch some leaves.
Or Remainers. A yellow Lamborghini. Is or is not Brad Pitt in Paul Hollywood? Well, because of the portmanteau.
That's heavier than a baby elephant.
The reason, of course, is to take the pulse of Johnny Depp. As broadcasts, right, just have one great big orgy with the pre-recorded sport in the bulletin to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. On crack. Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts.
This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio. This isn't a seminar. This isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static.
is about to talk radio.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk radio.
When I am about to get on a journey of
hello then, good afternoon. Good afternoon to you. Welcome to your Friday afternoon on Talk Radio 1 till 4, what not. Here we are then, passing through your day, a bit like those Russian warships passing through British waters on their way to Syria. But unlike Russia, we promise not to commit any sickening atrocities. On the radio. So we've already had your fill of those because you've probably listened to Julia Hartley-Brew. Hello, I am John Holmes, and as calls grow for Gary Lineker to be stripped of his ears, I think that's right. I've only really glanced at the papers today. We're throwing open the borders, no less, of today's show. And welcoming all migrant listeners. If you've been persecuted by other radio shows, then here you will find safe haven, my friend. Much like the Calais migrants themselves now. All invited by Gary Lineker to set up camp in his ears. Various papers today reporting that each one of Gary Lineker's ears, in terms of surface area, is roughly the same as the jungle camp, and that the UK border should be moved to Gary Lineker. With migrants homed in his Eustachian tube. Lineker's promised no age checks on those wishing to set up camp in his ears. All this, of course, ahead of the French government, who are about to dismantle the jungle camp in Calais. But here's the thing, right? So given that I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here is about to come back. So it's that time of year, isn't it? Why not film it there in that jungle camp? That would be... Well, it makes sense, doesn't it?
Because it's
not very far away, so it's cheaper. It's a jungle camp. So what you'd have instead of the usual, which it's been going a long time, we all know what we're going to expect, but what if Ant and Dec were there in the Calais jungle camp, forcing someone off Geordie Shore to, in exchange for food, to eat a migrant's anus? What about that? Because that's what they do with the kangaroo. They give the kangaroos ani, don't they, to the celebrities, so... It's just a suggestion.
Just a suggestion.
Don't tell me you wouldn't watch it, right? If you, because you would, wouldn't you? But that's what they do, and I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Ant and Dec, or their full names, of course, Antichrist and December. So they make the celebrities eat testes and ani, and there's a trial in the jungle camp. But this year, it could be set in the Calais jungle camp, and someone off TOWIE will have to stand in a glass box while Ant and Dec drop child migrants on her, while she has to collect the stars. The viewing public would lap that up, tell me, and the papers. So anyway, what is it we're dropping into your Friday then? Well, headline hijack is on the way. And of course, it is Friday's dose of news lies administered to you in the 2 p.m. bulletin. Victoria is the owner of a mouth.
This mouth.
Out of it will come your news lie. You know the drill by now. Make up a news story, just like a fake shake might. Lob it over to us. It could well be reported as fact by Victoria in the news, despite strict editorial guidelines that say you can't do it. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do you want to do the money thing to get that out of the way as well?
No, I don't.
All right. We'll meet another lonely luncher in this hour, as well as he or she is inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. If you are lunching alone and lonely, what lunch? It could well be you. There's the invitation cordially extended. If you'd like to get on the list to come on the radio and tell us why you're lunching alone, it's an email, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. And you could be on the receiving end of a choice of gift prizes. Cass will call you back, which I apologise in advance for. Work experience punditry on the way this afternoon as well. Who's coming in today? Is it Lyle?
Lyle.
Pants on.
Pants on file.
Yeah. We keep all of the work experience as pants on file.
Yeah.
Anyway, Lyle's here to look at films with his work experience eyes and then review them with his work experience mouth. It's work experience punditry. The day's big stories will be analysed through the medium of Japanese poetry, the news in haikus. We'll also be out on the streets to ask the people what they think. Today, we're asking the people on the street if they think zodiacs or colleges. We will also test brand loyalty to this show. Which show, Victoria?
This show.
In the end of the week quiz. There's the big debate at three. Man-child called Con, hello,
hi,
Con,
hi,
will be in the lift here at Talk Radio, reading out a week's worth of texts and tweets we've got from the haters and the trolls as the lift travels downwards through the building. That is in the feature we call Con Descending. And we've live music for you. It's Friday, of course, so we've hauled a busker off the streets and are forcing them at microphone point to play live for us in the studio. And let us not forget, it's Some Request Friday, as it is every Friday. Not like on Radio 2, where they have All Request Friday, where they play music according to what you want to request. We can't do that due to licensing reasons, because it's a talk radio station. So we take your requests on a Friday for talks and speeches, which you can have played for whatever reason you like. Maybe you're going away for half term, and you'd like to hear Emmeline Pankhurst's 1913 Death or Freedom speech to get you in a Friday mood. Or perhaps it's your child's first birthday, and as a treat, you'd like to say hello to them and say happy birthday by playing them Manwar Ali's recent TED Talk inside the mind of a former radical jihadist. Get in touch for your requests for speeches and talks. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Do I add talk radio on Twitter?
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Do you want to do the cost thing there?
No.
Okay. Ginger Dave is not producing. I imagine he's busy being in someone. It's like a ginger warship heading to student town. Asprodcast is through the glass. Hello, Chuckles.
Right.
Ooh. That's chirpy.
Yeah, a bit better today.
Oh, your voice is coming back.
Yeah.
We can hear your accent again.
Yeah, I know.
Shame. Chloe's on buttons today. Victoria's on the news.
Hi.
Yeah. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hello!
Like Mahmood, like the Mahmood Mazima, the fake shake.
Yeah.
Cornelius is perverting the course of justice.
Well, I don't know what that means, so...
Oh, no, sorry, Toby, that's my mistake, actually. It's not, you didn't pervert the course of justice, you perverted all things when your mum taught you how to kiss at the bus stop. That's... I always get those things mixed up, don't I? The course of justice and your mum at a bus stop.
Lies.
Yeah. It's coming up to 7:15. His mum taught him how to kiss. No. If you're a new listener, what happened was, Cornelius was going on a Tinder date. It's his first one. And his mum walked into the bus stop at the end of the road to go on the date, and he confided in her on the way that he'd never kissed a girl. So his mum, in front of people at the bus stop, taught him how to French kiss. That's the gist of it. Anyway, welcome along. It's Talk Radio on the Friday. Let's start with some music. You shook me all night long. Why would I be playing AC/DC or CDC, as I just called them, because the microphone wasn't on? Why would I be playing CDC on the radio? On what is, let's be honest, primarily a talk radio station. Why would I be playing AC/DC, You Shook Me All Night Long? On the radio on a Friday. I can see curiosity in your eyes, Connie. There's hashtag curiosity in your eyes. Yeah, you've got your hand up, I noticed as well. We've got a question.
Are you playing AC/DC? Sorry, why? My microphone wasn't off. Why are you playing AC/DC?
Shook me all night long?
Yeah.
Shook me all night long?
Yeah.
Why?
Why?
It's to do with today's big story, Connie.
I thought that might be the case.
Good afternoon, it's Talk Radio, and I'm John Holmes. Well, it's the big story, of course.
Yeah, what is it?
Well, again, the cryptic clues are there for you. We have to always play a song that relates to the story, obviously.
AC/DC, is it about...
electricity?
Batteries?
No.
What's the song called?
You Shook Me All Night Long.
Someone being a shake. Oh, Shake, the fake Shake. Got it.
No.
What? You're joking.
No.
It's All Night Long. Right, I've got it. Well done.
What is it?
Night.
It's Philip Green, isn't
it?
Yeah, that's right. So, as broadcast is through the glass, through the miserable window. Could you get us a guest, please?
Yeah.
Thank you. Right, we'll talk about Sir Philip Green being stripped of his knighthood and exactly how that happens and what one goes through when one is stripped of a knighthood and what the process is. Next, here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
I drive with Uber to make extra cash for Christmas.
And to fit around school hours.
I'm driving with Uber to help save towards my deposit.
And actually, I get to be my own boss.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
At Argos, our tech event is now on in-store and online. With hundreds of great deals across TVs, tablets and more. Buy online today, delivered to you today. With fast-track same-day delivery. Go Argos. Offer ends 25th of October. Conditions apply. Order by 6pm. 90% UK coverage.
Every approved used Land Rover comes with 2 years warranty. But at the Land Rover approved used event from the 13th to the 24th of October, we're adding 10.9% APR representative finance. And with PCP, you also get a £1,000 deposit contribution across the range. The great outdoors has never been so within reach. Search Land Rover approved used. Land Rover. Above and beyond.
Offer ends 24th October 2016. Credit subject to status. T's and C's apply. Black Horse Trading is Land Rover Financial Services.
Oh, is this your glass? Can I have a sip?
Sure.
Oh, Coke. Are you not drinking Coca-Cola Zero Sugar anymore?
Check for yourself.
It is Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. No way.
New Coca-Cola Zero Sugar. Tastes more like Coke. Try it. Taste the
feeling. Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M6 southbound in Cheshire, there's one lane blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident between junction 17 for Sandbach and Crewe and 16 for Stoke-on-Trent. In Bedfordshire, the A1 northbound, that's partially blocked at Sandy due to a broken down lorry just at the A603 for the Sandy roundabout. Slow in Bodmin in Cornwall on the A30 eastbound between Launceston Road and Millpool Lane. But better news in Somerset, that accident in South Petherston on the A303 has now been cleared. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house go down in value? Will it go up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home. Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am what that bit of production just said. Not Martin Roberts, let's just be clear about that. Don't forget, it is Some Request Friday. You can request speeches or talks as requests or dedications. Not music, sadly, like Radio 2 do, because we're a talk radio station. The ones come in. Cheryl has just texted one in. I want to say something. Cheryl, we're going to dig through the archive and pull that out for you, but we will be playing your request and going through your message in full there. Thank you very much, Cheryl. Now, it's 87222.
Start your message with the word
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
If you'd like to join in Some Request Friday. Now, let's talk about today's big story. So MPs have voted to strip Sir Philip Green of his knighthood, rendering him just like you and me, except with billions of pounds and a yacht. It follows calls, of course, for Gary Lineker to be stripped of his ears, but just what do these processes involve? Should MPs vote for Gary Lineker to be stripped of his ears? And if they do, that process, as we know, is fairly straightforward. He goes to Buckingham Palace, the Queen just removes his ears with a sword and feeds them to her corgis. But in the case of Sir Philip Green, what is the procedure? Does he have to post his knighthood back? Or does a beef eater come round to his house to collect it? Should it be like driving, where there's a penalty point system for any errant knight? Say 3 points for having sex with a prostitute, 6 points for fraud, an outright ban for having fraudulent sex with a prostitute. On the line to discuss the process is Richard Fitzwilliams. He knows all about etiquette. He's a public relations consultant, royal commentator. He's been on the show before. Welcome back, Richard.
A pleasure to be back. I have to say that MPs have never previously voted in this way. Normally, it has been left to the Secretive Honours Forfeiture Committee. They were advised, or would have been advised, by the Honours and Appointments Secretariat, and then, if it's so decided to strip someone of an honour, it goes to the advice goes to the Prime Minister, who then advises the Queen. What is rather extraordinary about this case, no one's defending the way that Sir Philip Green has managed, if that is the word, BHS. There's no question, 116 MPs signing yesterday's amendment and so forth. But what is curious is that this has not new. This has been going on for a very considerable amount of time. And why haven't the Honours Forfeiture Committee acted before now?
So why has it fallen to MPs, Richard, then, this time?
Well, I mean, the MPs simply... Their amendment was advisory. The debate was totally advisory. Thing is that when the Honours Forfeiture Committee have acted in the past, it has been normally to strip an individual of an honour, whether it was Anthony Blunt for treason or for a criminal conviction. Vicky Price, the economist, comes to mind with Lester Piggott also, Jack Lyons and so forth. But here, there is one added string to their bow. They can, so to speak, remove an honour, as they did for Fred Goodwin, the disgraced former CEO of the Royal
Bank of Scotland,
Because they believe that he has brought the honours system into disrepute. Now, that means, basically, they can do as and when they so decide and give them the discretion to.
So let me talk about ask you about the ceremony, because I mean it sounds like a simple process. Now, is there not cause to just simply reverse the knighting process in the first place? So we have a big ceremony where Philip Green has to go in and he has to kneel down in front of the Queen again, and she has the sword, it's on his shoulder, but she sort of lifts it up the other way and reverses the movements, and then just he has to hand it back. So, you know, it makes an example of him. Is that not the best way to do this, or is it, or does he just post it back?
Well, you see, if it's noted in the London Gazette that it no longer exists, well, that says that. But when it comes to the actual ceremony, it is rather a fun fantasy, isn't it? A sort of film whereby you get something done in reverse. I mean, remember that quite a few people have received honours in weird ways. Jamie Oliver, the chef, received one without a tie. There was even a milkman who got an MBE dressed as a cow.
Dressed as a car?
Dressed as a, quite literally, the name was Fowler, dressed as a cow.
Oh, I beg your pardon.
A cow, yes, literally wearing the hide of a cow.
That makes sense now.
It's dignified, you know.
No. How did the Queen react to that?
She simply proceeded with the investiture as though there was nothing unusual. That was the only way to handle
it. Did she milk him?
But there was a very, very good opportunity in Mary Poppins, where we see David Thomson playing Mr. Banks. Banks is disgraced. There's been a run on the bank because one of his children, instead of investing tuppence in the bank, wants it to feed the birds, grabs it from the hands of the chairman of the bank, and causes a run on the bank because they don't believe the bank's got any money. So Mr. Banks appears, bowler hat, umbrella, and carnation. His umbrella is broken by being pushed open the wrong way. His bowler hat has a fist pushed through it, and his carnation is torn in half.
Well, you would if you had a fist pushed through it.
We really are being named and shamed if that was done in public, don't you think?
Yeah, I mean, I would like to see Philip Green opened the wrong way and a fist put through him, and I'd like to see his carnation torn.
Well, I think a very large number of people would. Of course, the publicity he's got all over this has been absolutely filthy. And I don't think he seems to care. We see the way he behaves. I mean, hasn't got any defenders, as far as I can see, or if there are any, they're remarkably low profile.
Yeah.
The problem is, an actual shaming ceremony might, in fact, be considered some form of act of revenge by a spurned establishment.
I think he should do the walk of shame, like in Game of Thrones. I don't know whether you're familiar with that, but rather than naked, what he should do is be forced to wear all of the clothes from BHS that were left over. So he should be down the warehouse, and he should be wearing tights and skirts and slacks and high heels, and just be forced to walk the length and breadth of the country dressed in
absolutely wonderful fantasy entertain an entire nation if he could be persuaded to do that. And let's do something to his temper too, don't you think? I mean, taping his mouth would be a good start.
Like to see the Queen taping up Sir Philip Green's mouth. Richard, thank you very much. That's Richard Fitzwilliams. He is an expert on etiquette, and I think his ideas there speak volumes, really. So maybe the Queen dressed as a cow. Let's just put those ideas together. The Queen dressed as a cow, taping up Sir Philip Green's mouth while he's being opened inside out to break him with a fist put through his carnation to rip it. That, I think, is something we'd all like to see. Your reactions, please, to that story, Philip Green and his knighthood strippery. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
And we'll take your reactions after the news with Victoria. It's 1:31.
Talk Radio.
The undercover journalist nicknamed the Fake Shake has been jailed for 15 months for tampering with evidence against the pop star Tuliza, who was facing drugs charges. Mazza Mahmood was charged with plotting to pervert the course of justice after the trial against the former X Factor judge collapsed in 2014. Jeremy Dean QC represented the singer. He's told Talk Radio the 53-year-old went too far for a story.
He was a journalist, but he was in effect performing the role that very senior police might perform. The Met Police delegated responsibility to Mazza Mahmood far too often 15 months is a lenient sentence for a man who was performing such an important role and who committed such a serious crime.
An ex-policeman and former scout leader has been convicted of more than 70 sex offences against children dating back as far as the 1970s. Birmingham Crown Court heard the 54-year-old attack victims as young as 8 at a police station and when he was running a football team. The Royal Navy is monitoring Russian warships which are making their way through the English Channel. They're suspected of being en route to Syria to bolster the bombing campaign in the city of Aleppo. A High Court judge has removed a 7-year-old boy from his mother's care because he was living life entirely as a girl. The mum was described in court as causing her son significant emotional harm after she became convinced he thought of himself as female. And Scottish courts have ruled in favour of a minimum price for alcohol. Judges decided against a challenge from the Scotch Whisky Association, which claimed the move broke European law. The weather, bright this afternoon for many areas, isolated showers across the east of England and the northwest. Highs of 13 degrees is more than half an hour.
Thank you very much, Victoria. We've got bonus news as well today, of course, in an hour's time. Bonus news. Mineral news.
Really?
Yep, with an animal, vegetable. Today's mineral news. Victoria does a bonus news at 2:30 for us to make up the time that she doesn't do any work.
Do I have to do mineral news? And I do a lot of work.
Yes, but less. Fewer work than you used to do because your bulletins are shorter than they were. So, bonus news in an hour's time. I mean, mineral-based, certainly, but, you know, you can connect that to animals if you want to. I think people would like you to. That's coming later this afternoon, along with the end-of-the-week quiz. If you'd like to have your brand loyalty tested, by the way, to the as to this show over the last 5 days, and there are just sort of what happened next style clips, then get in touch with us. You can play that, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
It's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
Right, we'll do Headline Hijack next.
Introducing Mr. Jake Yap's Comedic Sunday Breakfast Emporium. Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio. Featuring Mr. Jake Yap's famous clown stilts 10 feet high. In each town at 8 o'clock on Sunday morning, will be remembered for many a long day as a pageant of ghostly magnificent, consisting as it does of artists unsurpassed in the comedic profession. Mr. Jake Yap's entertaining Sunday breakfast! Sunday mornings from 8 on Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in. Thank you very much for the Philip Green story. How exactly should he be stripped of his knighthood? We talked about reverse ceremonies where he has to just go and reenact the whole knighthood ceremony that he had in the first place, but in reverse, so the Queen is there, but taking it from him rather than giving it to him. What's been coming in, Cornelius?
Lots coming in. John, Philip Green shouldn't just have his knighthood taken off him. They should cut off his manhood. That's coming from Overreaction. And this is from Dara, who says, John, there are people with knighthoods who have done much, much worse. Look at Sir Killalot, the house robot from Robot Wars. Mm. What he did to Carbide in the last series was atrocious.
Yes, and there are a lot of calls for Sir Killalot to have his knighthood taken off him as well. just like medieval knights... this is an interesting suggestion. What should happen is that Sir Philip Green should be put in a jousting competition against the Queen's champion. And that's how he's punished. So he has to, but he's not allowed in armour. He's got to just wear some BHS old ladies' pants, sit on a horse, and have a joust with the Queen's champion. That's one suggestion. John, knights in white satin never reaching the end. I'll just come in as well. What's this one now? Why don't we just gather the knights together in some sort of place together so we know where they all are? Perhaps we could call it like a nightclub. Thanks very much for your suggestions.
Yeah, John Jean says, well, these are crazy, 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 crazy knights as well.
Thank you very much, Jean, for sending that in. Now, it's Some Request Friday, of course, and that means that your requests and dedications are very welcome. But not for music. We're a talk radio station, so you can only request speeches and talks. For birthdays, anniversaries, the occasion of it being half term. You might just be driving somewhere away for half term, and you might want to hear a banging speech anthem for a Friday. Your requests taken here now. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
Hi, John. This is from Horatio here. I am in the mood of my life. Please could you play my favourite speech, which is Senator Elizabeth Warren's speech at the 2016 DNC. As a week ago, my cat Moo Moo went missing. But great news, she's been returned. I would have preferred it if she hadn't been flattened by a Fiat, but at least my mind is at rest now. That's from Horatio. Thank you, Horatio, for sending that in, and especially for you. And little Moo Moo there. This is Senator Elizabeth Warren's speech at the 2016 DNC.
Wow. Michelle Obama, Cory Booker. And we still have Bernie coming up. Bernie reminds us what Democrats fight for every day. Thank you, Bernie. Thank you. Now, we are here tonight because America faces a choice, the choice of a new president. On one side is a man who inherited a fortune from his father and kept it going by cheating people, by skipping out on debts, a man who has never sacrificed anything for anyone, a man who cares only for himself every minute of every day. On the other side is one of the smartest, toughest, most tenacious people on this planet. A woman who fights for children, for women, for health care, for human rights. A woman who fights for all of us and who is strong enough to win those fights.
Yeah, there it was. That's especially for Horatio this afternoon. That's Elizabeth Warren, Senator Elizabeth Warren's full speech at the 2016 DNC. Play that for Horatio because he's found his cat Moo Moo that went missing. Sadly, run over by a car, but he's got it back. So, Horatio, sending lots of love to you and your cat. That was for you. So, if you've got a request, then the number 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
In 20 minutes' time, Victoria will be back speaking the news. You don't really need me to tell you by now that that news at 2 contains a made-up news lie, as though the fake Sheikh himself were part of it. Your job is to make like the fake Sheikh and make up the news. And then Victoria will say it as truth. To confuse those who don't listen to this bit of the programme, the number is the one you know by now, but here it comes again. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
You haven't done the...
Yeah, we should do that.
Because once an hour, apparently now, we have to say the cost of a text message. Is that...
Yeah.
Once an hour?
Yeah, once an hour.
All right.
25 pence plus your standard network rate.
Yeah. It's done, isn't it?
Yeah.
Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like, and it's not a complete rip-off.
Right then. So, headline hijacks coming in. Here's one here from... who's this from? Eleanor. Gary Lineker has said that if the UK leaves the single market after Brexit, in order to stop freedom of movement, he will lead a protest down Whitehall in his pants. The broadcaster and crisp salesman turned demonised opinion haver is famed for wearing pants when things happen.
It's true.
It is true. That's come in from Ella. Thank you very much. Cornelius, what you got there?
After they were announced as the first Glastonbury headliners yesterday, says Michael, Radiohead have said that they are going to write and perform a song especially for the festival. The song is rumoured to be about Michael Evis' beard and consists largely of groaning and wailing.
Yeah, well, it would do, wouldn't it? It's Radiohead. That's what it expected to be. Tonight, as you know, is set to be the coldest night of the year so far. So far, so cold it's going to be. They say it's expected to freeze the inflation rate of the pound. Leading economy experts have said that if the pound goes into what is known as seasonal hibernation, it could lead to the collapse of the country. So. If you have any pound coins in your pockets by the time this evening comes around, you're going to bed, Do wrap them up. It's best to put your pound coins in. You can make a little nest for them. Maybe a small cardboard box, like a matchbox.
We keep them in the oven at my flat.
Well, that's all right. You've got to be very careful with that, though.
Yeah, just very low. Gas mark one.
It's best to put the pounds in the airing cupboard in a little straw-lined box.
Okay.
For the winter, and that does keep the pound. Stops it from freezing. So just some advice.
Okay.
Now... 87222
Start your message with the word talk.
Is the number for you to get us a headline hijack. You've got 20 minutes to do so at Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anyway.
And we will meet a lonely luncher next on Talk Radio and give them the gift of gift prize. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
We are Talk.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Let us take you to the future, to Westworld, exclusively on Sky Atlantic, and enjoy the future of TV viewing with our best ever Sky Q offer. Join Sky TV for £20 a month and we'll provide you with our new Sky Q 1TB box. You'll also get a free 32-inch Samsung TV. The future never looks so good. Search Sky Bundles before November the 3rd. Sky. Believe in better. Direct debit subject to status. £15 standard setup. Sky Q kit loaned at no cost. Min contract and further terms apply.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
At Argos, our Kids Takeover event is now on. Save up to half price on hundreds of toys this half term. And with our price promise, if they want to play today, you won't find our toys cheaper anywhere else.
Go play, go Argos!
Offer ends 27th of October. Prices check daily. Conditions apply. See argos.co.uk for more details.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M6 southbound in Cheshire, there's one lane blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident between junctions 17 for Sandbach and Crewe and 16 for Stoke-on-Trent. In Bedfordshire, the A1 northbound, that's partially blocked at Sandy due to a broken down lorry just at the A603 for the Sandy roundabout. Slow in Bodmin in Cornwall on the A30 eastbound between Launceston Road and Millpool Lane. But better news in Somerset, that accident in South Petherston on the A303 has now been cleared. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the motor show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J. Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And the news, by the way, which I have been looking through today, is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You're not the only one, Cornelius, if I'm brutally honest. Many people can't get their head around it. And they all gravitate towards this programme, for it is helpful. What we like to do is take the news that is complicated and render it understandable by distilling it down. Very much, you know, when a chef sort of boils off a food and you're left with like a reduction of it.
A jus.
Yes. No. Yes, that. So it's like that. But when you do that, of course, with the news, when you boil off the news, what you're left with is Japanese poetry. 5 syllables, 7 syllables, 5 syllables. It's the news
in high
Jews.
Harry Redknapp runs over his wife, but he claims his dog was driving.
The news in haikus. Right, let's meet a lonely luncher. A lunch? A lonely what lunch?
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
A lunch, lonely what lunch? That's right. So this is your moment. If it's you that is lunching alone, then this is the radio feature for you. It's the Tupperware Hall of Despair. The doors get flinged open each and every day as we welcome in another person who is lunching alone and play the role of friend or colleague with an idle chit and also a chat thrown in for good measure. And that person then finds himself on the receiving end of a glittering array of gift prizes. That is how...
Just gifts. You can't really call them gift prizes.
Why not?
Because the word prize suggests it's a competition, which it isn't. It's, you know, it's just a thing, a feature.
Well, a gift... Well, I mean...
There's no element of competition to get onto it.
No, there is no element of competition, but, I mean, you have to be in it to win it.
No, no, you don't win it, do you, though? Because you get thanked with it.
All right, let's find
you
out.
You receive it.
On the telephone now is Jackson. Hello, Jackson.
Hi, how are you?
Good, very well, thank you. You're on a train, apparently, is that right?
I am on a train, so I'm probably going to leave sick.
Yeah, this is going to go terribly well, isn't it?
Well.
Now, if you're on a train, that suggests to me that you're not alone.
I'm sat in the carriageway between each carriage.
Yeah.
On my back.
Oh,
I am by myself.
All right, okay, that's fine. Good, because otherwise you'll have broken the law. The law of the Lonely Lunch Club. So where are you going to, Jackson?
I'm going to Stafford.
Stafford.
Stafford, the lovely place that it is.
Yes, why are you going to Stafford?
Because I've just been seeing some of my university, some of my friends at the university. Went for a night out. We had a bit of fun last night, and I'm on my way back now.
I see. You had a bit of fun. What sort of fun did you have, Jackson? I have interest.
We went to karaoke.
Right. And then did you have fun after that, or...?
No, I went home, went to bed, and went to sleep.
All right. And karaoke, though, is that fun, Jackson, really? Is it?
Well, when I sing it is.
Is it? What was your karaoke song of choice?
It's always got to be That's Life, Frank Sinatra.
Okay, fine. Good. All right, strong karaoke choice. But you know what? Whenever someone suggests karaoke, my heart sinks a little bit. I'll be honest with you. I just go, oh, really? Do we have to?
You've got to be shandy.
Yeah, I suppose that would help. I mean, on a scale of one to drunk, where were you? Oh, the signal's gone. Why is he calling us from a train?
Don't know. It's very odd behaviour.
Yeah. I mean, it's fair enough.
Yeah, I mean, you do get bored on trains, don't you?
Yeah, I mean, he's listening to the show on his app, and that's fine. Cass is trying to get him back now. But if he's gone through a tunnel, we won't be able to get him back. So it probably won't work anyway. How are we going to induct him into the Tupperware Hall of Despair now? We literally can't. I mean, that's, you know...
No.
What do other radio shows
all
do?
It's all on the line, isn't it, really? Ironically, for him, because he's not on the line. But, missing out.
What do other radio shows do when this sort of thing happens? Just out of interest.
Oh, there they go. We're back.
Oh, you're back. You're back, Jackson.
Yes, I'm literally about 2 minutes away from where I'm from. I'm from Stafford, you see.
Yeah.
So we're nearly at Stafford, and we should have good signal, man.
Right. Okay. Well, we'll press on and see how we go. I think we lost you round about the. We were trying to scale your level of drunkness last night.
Yes. I'd probably give it a strong six.
A strong six. That's pretty good. Yeah. That's pretty.
So
good.
It's not too messy, but it's just not. Yeah. Too tame.
Sort of karaoke happy there.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, all right, so that's we know a little bit about why you're on your own, that's good. Have you, what would you, have for lunch? Have you had something on the train or?
No, I had a Subway just before I got on the train.
Other Subways are available.
Yeah.
Good. So, all right. So you've eaten. You're alone because of train reasons. That's fine. Now, what happens now is we can idly chat about any subject you like. That is the rules. Of
anything I like at all.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you can pretend it's LBC and get cross and racist or something, or you could you're on a train. You could tell us about the state of train. It's up to you, really. I mean, we're here. Basically be a sounding board for you. That's all it is.
Well, that's brilliant. Well, I know that I'm going to watch Liverpool play football tomorrow. I'm going to Anfield.
Right. Do you want to do football?
Big football fans in the studio?
Big football. Yeah, I love it, me. I love the footballs. As I always say, though, when I see it, it's a ball of two halves, isn't it?
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Because otherwise it wouldn't roll. So
no, it wouldn't.
Yeah. I like football chat, so... Yeah. Ooh. Did you...
do you support anyone?
Don't know. Yes.
Maybe. Yeah.
Great.
What else can we talk about?
Good football chat, that, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yeah, great. I play guitar.
Do you?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, all right. Well, we don't know. It might not be cool. What sort of guitar?
I bought a Tanglewood about a month ago now.
Yeah.
But before that, I've got an Epiphone Casino, so I play electric and acoustic.
All right.
I play bass as well. I used to be in Staffordshire County Orchestra on guitar.
That's good. Well done. But I mean, as cool things go, I mean, that you've just said a sentence that started well. Where you went, I used to be in, and then you could have said, you know, Blur or something.
I'd always say Oasis. They're a lot cooler.
Oasis,
lot cooler,
yeah.
In my opinion.
Fair enough. No, that's fair enough. And then you sort of went Staffordshire Youth County Orchestra, which is good. Which is fine. But...
No, I know what you mean. It would have been cooler than a rock and roll band.
Have you been in a rock and roll band?
I used to be in a band, and this is where it starts off cool. I used to be in a band with my dad. So they always start cool.
Yeah. I used to be in a band with my dad. Yeah.
But my dad's very cool. He's about 6'2" and he's got like a Jesus kind of look, and it's quite cool really.
So you're like the son of Jesus?
Yes.
Was that what the band were called? Because that's a good name for a band.
No, they were called Old Cool.
Called what? So, Old Cool?
Old Cool. So it's like a play on words, like Old Cool. Old School.
Yes.
Old Cool. It wasn't a very inventive name.
Yeah, you've split up now, though, haven't you?
The singer had a baby.
The singer had a baby.
I mean, that'll do it. I was in a band. You see, band names are all important, aren't they? I was in a band called... Rooftops in Southern France, so...
Well, that's a cool name.
Isn't it, though?
It is. Well, I know that there's a band called... and if you take a quick note, it's called Egg.
Yep, didn't hear a word of that, but anyway.
That's a very creative name.
Yeah, it is quite good, that, yeah. So, yeah. Sorry, repeat that for us.
Pig called eggs.
You like the play on words, don't you, Jackson?
You know, that's all part of the fun, in my opinion.
Yeah. Good. I'd love to go to one of your band meetings where you think of names. No, Rooftops in Southern France, though. Very much Kent University's premier rock band.
Kent University? Yeah. You didn't go to Kent.
I did go to Kent.
You went to Canterbury Christ.
Well, it's Kent.
No, it's not. There's a Kent University. This is very important because I was educated at the esteemed institution that is the University of Kent.
Yes.
And you went to that poly down the road.
No,
I think you have to pay a Freddo to go to or something to get in.
Canterbury
Christchurch University.
University, thank you. And what you failed to notice is that all of the degrees were ratified by the same board that ratified your degree. So that's a university. So shut your stupid face.
No,
I think you made a fair point there, John.
Thank you very much.
So
you wrote your essays in crayon.
Yes, I did. Right, so you get to choose, Jackson, a gift prize for being inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. It's a gift prize, and here comes the gift prize music.
Good choice.
choice.
Yeah, isn't that? Yeah. You can do this at karaoke if you like. This, then, is your choice of prizes. Listen carefully.
A Talk Radio mug.
What more could you say about a black mug with a Talk Radio logo on it? No, seriously. What more?
Yeah, there's just nothing, there's nothing more. Yeah.
Today's Metro newspaper with haikus scribbled on it,
including an unfinished, unfunny haiku about Brexit.
A Talk Sport mug.
A mug from the award-losing station Talk Sport.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Not just a book about what it's like to grow up in Nuneaton. Oh, wait, yes, it is.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
It's basically Talk Sport plus one. The station, that is, not the mug.
A 2016 Talk Sport Colin Murray calendar.
The co-host of the 2003 Kerrang Awards brings this calendar.
Yeah, he doesn't work here anymore. When he left, they threw them out and we got them out of a skip.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
Former host of the official podcast for the American drama series Heroes.
Thank you.
Presents this colander due to an email typo.
Someone's been busy on Wikipedia today.
Yeah.
So, Jackson, out of all of the... Jackson's gone. His signal's gone again. Do you know what? Let's just send him a mug.
No, let's send him one of the crap ones.
Oh, yeah, go on. TalkSport 2, no one ever wants
the
that.
Book.
Right. Good. Right, that was Jackson. He's inducted in the Top Way Hold of Despair. He's won a TalkSport 2 mug that he doesn't want. So there's only the small matter of Headline Hijack to be done now before this hour is out, of course. Headline Hijack, a made-up news story in the news, which is next. Who has got it? Theirs in there today. Good.
It's Chris.
Chris?
Mm.
Where's Chris from?
Chris is from... Hang on.
In your own time.
He hasn't said on his text.
Okay, Chris, who hasn't said on his text, has got his made-up news story, or hers, because it could be a girl, Chris, into the news, which is next. After that, work experience punditry, as Lyle takes us through the weekend's films. This is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
At Argos, our kids' takeover event is now on. Save up to half price on hundreds of toys this half term. And with our price promise, if they want to play today, you won't find our toys cheaper anywhere else.
Go play, go Argos!
Offer ends 27th of October. Prices check daily. Conditions apply. See argos.co.uk for more details.
We all like the idea of a new car. Because it's new, it's not going to break down. It comes with a long warranty, and we don't have to worry about it passing its MOT. But when you buy a Das Felt Auto used Volkswagen between the 6th and 24th of October, you get 2 years warranty, 2 years roadside assistance, 2 years MOT insurance and two services included at 10.9% APR representative. So you might say a used Volkswagen is as good as new. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer and find out more about their as good as new event this October. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status, Volkswagen Financial Services.
Landlords, Direct Line guaranteed to be any quote for the same cover. Can your landlord insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New customers only, qualifying criteria apply, underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Join us tonight for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox. Featuring Ollie Mears, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Tonight from 7 on Channel 4.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Access all radios.
Talk Radio. Give it some lip. Talk Radio.
In the afternoons. Hello, it's exactly 2 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Fake Shake is jailed over to Lisa case. Russian warships pass the White Cliffs of Dover. And Strictly's Brendan denies reports he's died.
Talk Radio.
The undercover reporter known as the Fake Shake has been jailed for 15 months for tampering with evidence in the collapsed drugs trial of singer Tuliza. A judge told him his motivation was to preserve and enhance his reputation and that he wanted what he called another scalp. The barrister who represented the former X Factor judge, Jeremy Dean QC, has told Talk Radio he thinks it's a lenient prison term.
He'll serve approximately half. Let me say that it's going to be hell on earth for Mazen Mahmood in prison. I mean, he's someone who's known to have been a police agent. His life is not going to be pleasant, but the sentence remains very much on the low side.
An ex-policeman and former scout leader from Birmingham has been convicted of more than 70 historical child sex offences. Some of Alan Richard's victims were as young as 8. A fleet of Russian warships are making their way through the English Channel on their way to Syria. While they're in international waters, the Minister of Defence says it's shadowing them every inch of the way. Theresa May has told European leaders she wants the UK to continue trading freely in goods and services after leaving the EU. The Prime Minister, who's been speaking at her first summit, says she wants the UK to play a full role until it leaves. A minute's silence has been held to mark the exact moment 144 people were killed in the Aber van disaster. A coal tip collapsed onto a school and houses in South Wales 50 years ago. Jeff Edwards survived.
I went to school as a child, but I became an adult within 15 minutes. Play just disappeared because we didn't have anybody to play with.
A young boy who was living life entirely as a girl has been removed from the care of his mother. She's been accused of causing the 7-year-old significant emotional harm. He's now living with his father. And Strictly Come Dancing professional Brennan Cole has taken to Twitter to reassure fans he's not dead after a health scare. The dancer's not sure, though, if he'll compete tomorrow after going to hospital with a lung infection last week.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A bright day with some isolated showers across the east of England and the northwest. Highs 13 degrees.
Great. We're looking forward to your bonus news in half an hour, Victoria.
I've already started writing it.
Oh.
Yep.
Mineral news?
Yes.
Really?
Fatal minerals.
Animal, vegetable and mineral. It covers all bases. Today, mineral news with Victoria. That is coming in half an hour. It's the bonus news. Ben's got the pre-recorded sport now.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon.
Afternoon.
Ahead of Talk Sports Premier League commentary game at Liverpool tomorrow, West Brom boss Tony Pulis says striker Saido Berahino needs to get back to his best. He's been put on an individual programme by the Baggies to lose some weight. Pulis says he's not worried about how the players reacted to that decision.
That's the best way forward for Saido. And he's bought into it as well. So, you know, we'll take him out of the firing line. And it's important that we get him back to the sharpness and the fitness. And we think... as a football club with the medical side, that's the best way of doing it.
Sunderland manager David Moyes says he's been out speaking to supporters groups this week after their poor start to the season. The club are bottom of the Premier League and without a top flight win going into tomorrow's trip to West Ham, a game you can hear live and in full over on Talk Sport 2. David Moyes insists he's under no more pressure than any other top division manager. Finally, England's cricketers kept opponents Bangladesh to 221 for 5 on day 2 of the first test, having made 293 with their first go with the bat. Meanwhile, India have agreed to use the decision review system on a trial basis for the upcoming test series with England. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, nightclubbers are being warned to expect extended queues at bars this weekend, as well as clubs and venues across the country, as the checking of teeth of revellers to identify their age before entering the premises is being introduced. The process can take up to 15 minutes per person, so queues may be longer than expected.
Thank you very much, Victoria. That was Victoria with the news and Ben with the pre-recorded sport. Very shortly, we will be looking at the weekend's films for you in a sort of supermarket own brand version of Radio 5 Live's Wittertainment as Lyle, he's new, comes in to look at the films with his work experience eyes. It's Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
For a great day out for all the family, come to Duran Duran's Ordinary World of Adventures.
My name is Rio.
Sail the park's moat on the good ship Rio. Run aground at the Colossus of Nick Rhodes, the 80-foot stickle brick effigy of the keyboard player himself, with a view to kill for.
Meeting you with a view to a kill.
White knuckle thrills on the Reflex roller coaster. It's as scary as a nuclear war. Hungry like the wolf? Dine at the Union of the Steakhouse. And ladies, enjoy the John Taylor Simulator at Club Wild Boys.
Wild Boys!
Water wheel closed for repairs.
Please, please tell me now.
Is there something I should know? Yes, the directions. Just off Junction 5 on the M4 to Smedic. Admission £20. No trainers. Duran Duran's Ordinary World of Adventures.
Lyle.
He's here with work experience punditry. That's right. It's where we road test the next generation of critics and broadcasters, putting them on the radio to give them the work experience of doing exactly that. We like to tell people it's because we care about the next generation of critics and broadcasters, but the truth of it is, it's that it fills half an hour of radio with someone we don't have to pay. He's doing work experience. He's called Lyle. He's here. Hello, Lyle.
Hi, John. How are you?
Very good, thanks. Yeah. You've had a week with us, haven't you?
That's absolutely right. How's been it Talk Radio.
How's it been?
Yeah, it's been good to see you around, you know, the office. Yeah. I was thinking, actually, for this show, we could rename it John and Con, or Con and John. What do you reckon? Because I think Con gets an unfair deal. He's the one.
Did Con tell you to say that?
No, not at all. I was just brainstorming in the control room.
With Con?
No, on my own.
Oh.
I'm happy to change my name to John, so we could be the two Johns.
It's important
to do that as well.
Yeah, it would be important which name came first, I think.
I don't like this one. Where did it come from?
Narcissism. No, not narcissism. Was it? What is it when you know someone?
A friend.
Nepotism.
Oh, it's nepotism. Fine.
Yeah. He knows a producer.
That'll be it. Right, okay. Well, now you've got to claw back some credibility, Lyle.
I'll try my best, yeah.
What films have you been seeing with your work experience free eyes?
So, in recent weeks, I saw Cafe Society.
Yes.
Which is a new release by Woody Allen. And it's a sort of semi-autobiographical film about a young man who comes from New York and tries to make it big out in Hollywood in the 1930s. His uncle is a sort of big-shot talent agent in Hollywood. And he tries to leave his career as working for his dad, who's a jeweler,
yeah,
and instead tried to sort of work his way up in the Hollywood scene at that time. He finds difficulties in trying to sort of settle, and eventually there's a sort of romantic style comedic love story between the lead character played by Jesse Eisenberg, who was in Social Network, and his own uncle, who is the big talent agent, and they're sort of locked in a love triangle with the uncle's secretary, and without knowing one another, there's confusion in terms of Jesse Eisenberg's character trying to whisk away the secretary of the uncle, who's engaged in a sort of, you know, illicit affair with the secretary.
It's quite complicated, isn't it?
I've probably made it sound more complicated than that.
I just can't get my head around
it. No, I'm sorry.
Well, let's try and help you with a clip, Cornelius. Because I think we do have a clip of Woody Allen's Cafe Society.
I don't think that's a very good idea, actually.
No?
I'm seeing someone.
Oh. What's he like?
Doug is a journalist.
Oh. I just thought since you had so much free time on your hands.
He travels a lot. And I really like spending my time with you. I hope that's okay. You know, you're very sweet. Have you heard that before? You have this deer in the headlights quality.
Thank you. Well, if I was your boyfriend, I would not travel. Or if I did, I would take you with me. I hope he knows how to kiss you and all the rest.
It's between us.
And that was a clip from Cafe Society. Are you a Woody Allen fan, Lyle?
I'm a big fan of Annie Hall.
Yeah.
I can't say I've seen a huge amount of his films, but I recognise, you know, he's a big, you know, big deal in sort of, you know, films over the past few decades.
Well, yeah, but he's kind of... a lot of them haven't been very good. I mean, let's be honest. You know, Woody Allen had a kind of heyday of films, and there've been the odd recent one that's been very critically acclaimed. But I mean, I've never been a fan of Woody Allen, and it's one of those things where someone, a friend of mine who is, said, "Just watch like Manhattan, and you will be." So I thought, all right, I've got a long plane journey. I shall download Manhattan,
right,
and I shall watch it on the plane. 10 minutes in, I was bored rigid and switched it off and watched Captain America: Civil War. I just got quite bored. It just doesn't speak to me, Woody Allen films. I cannot get on board with them, Lyle.
I think there's a greater issue, which is actually watching films on planes full stop. You know, the problem with the small screen in front of you is difficult to sort of engage in.
No, I disagree with that.
Really?
I'm a big fan of films on planes. Yeah, I'll happily sit on the longest plane journey. I'd go around, just wouldn't get off the plane, and sit there and just drink and watch films and go to sleep. That's fine for me. I'm happy there.
Whilst the baby's kicking the back of your seat at the same time.
Yeah, well, that, yes. I mean,
John likes that as well.
Yeah, that's why. I'm
a sort of masseuse chair.
Who asks
it?
For the seat in front of a baby. That's me. Yeah.
You don't go first class then, John.
It'd be ridiculous. I work here. So, I mean, what do you... Where does it... On the pantheon... Okay, you've seen some, but on the pantheon of Woody Allen films, where does it... It's not a Woody Allen classic.
It's not a classic. It's a visually... It's a very interesting film. It's set beautifully, sort of, you know, lovely shots of Hollywood and New York. In terms of the plot, I think it does become a bit weak towards the end. But I think it's a good laugh, you know. It's a sort of film which, I think a reviewer said... you know, you'd very happily walk out and talk about it with a smile on your face after the credits rolled, but in a week's time, you wouldn't be able to remember any of the characters.
Yes.
That's the sort of film.
How long ago did you see it?
About a month,
so
2 months.
So you have remembered it.
Without giving too much away, I've had to sort of, you know.
Look it up.
Look it up again.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah. I mean, it's not a current film, is it? That.
What's that?
I'm 3 months old.
Yeah, well, it's, again, a booking issue with our reviewers.
Just a little bit of admin, like,
I think it has been released on DVD and also online.
Right, nicely clawed back, but yeah. Hang on, let's just find out what. So the work that what happens is the work experience people come in to do the films.
Mm-hmm.
But I often say the films for the weekend, and I suggesting that the films that get reviewed are the ones people go and see at the weekend.
Yeah,
and now you've like made a mockery of that sentence by booking. No offense, Lyle, but Lyle, because he saw a film 3 months ago.
I'll be honest, I knew Lyle wasn't, yeah. You know, the best choice, but yeah. he said the thing about my name being in the title of the show.
Yeah,
so
that's what got him, got him there.
Yeah, I think it's about time that someone brought that up, and I thought this was the best way of doing it.
Right. You're listening to Cornelius' last show on Talk Radio.
Should I fill in for him from now on?
Yes. Yeah. It's
called when you said we don't get paid, maybe next week we'll try and sort something out. You know.
It's now called the John and Lyle Show.
That sounds quite good, I think. It's a nice ring to it.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. What else have you got, Lyle? What other old film are you going to... Die Hard or something? Is it next? Where are you going?
It's not that old, this film.
Mary Poppins.
Well, I've got two which will be on TV this weekend.
Yeah.
And would you like me to talk about those? I've got another which is also in cinema.
Oh, give me a cinema.
So there's a film which came out quite recently called The Infiltrator. It's a sort of crime drama film.
Bryan Cranston.
That's correct. Yep. From Breaking Bad.
Yes.
And he plays a sort of DEA agent, undercover police officer who tries to infiltrate a big sort of subsidiary of Pablo Escobar's, empire during the 80s.
Yep.
And it sort of, you know, it ties in with the current, you know, appreciation for Narcos on Netflix. And it's, you know, an exciting film. It has a lot of good performances in it. And, you know, if you're looking for a sort of action-packed thriller which involves, you know, crime and comedy at the same time, then I think it's a good choice.
Is he, I mean, in terms of Breaking, have you seen Breaking Bad?
Of course, yeah.
Yes, of course. Is it a familiar character from, because obviously in Breaking Bad he was not undercover, but was playing, you know, someone with secrets. I mean, is it the same kind of thing?
It's almost like the character is reversed in the sense where in Breaking Bad where he's the person manufacturing the drugs, here he's actually looking for them, but I did find it quite difficult to look at him and not think to myself, this is also the guy who was in Breaking Bad.
Mm.
I think with something, if you're in a long-standing TV series which becomes very successful, there is a difficulty to depart in your own mind to see them away from, you know, that series they originally.
You have to take, Bryan Cranston, in all the things he's done since, has been, rightly fated for them all. But
yeah.
But as an actor, you have to, like Daniel Radcliffe did it quite well, I think. You know, it was going to be Harry Potter forever. But then he's deliberately chosen roles that couldn't be further away. I mean, in the last film he was in, he played like a farting corpse, I think.
I haven't seen that.
So you have to be careful as an actor, I guess.
Of course.
It'd be interesting to see where Bryan Cranston goes next.
Well, I think he's been celebrated for this performance, but I think just because it has been not too long since Breaking Bad, there is a difficulty in trying to see him away from that particular character.
Yeah.
But it is a good film in any event.
All right. Well, so you said it was currently in cinemas.
Yes.
Are you sure about that? Are you sure?
I'm sure. When I looked on Google, it's at Leicester Square today. But of course, there are other cinemas available.
Other Leicesters are available as well.
Other Leicester, yeah.
All right. So look, what we're going to talk about. Do we have a clip from that, by the way?
I think if you've got one,
we might as well hear it. Okay, Infiltrator. Here we go.
Pablo Escobar and the Medellin cartel. responsible for 80% of the narcotics flooding into our country.
Mazur, you're partnering with Abreu.
Come on, let's get to it.
That's $1.6 billion every month. I'm an undercover federal agent.
Curtains up.
My mission is to infiltrate their organization.
Welcome to the United States.
And take them down. This is a suicide mission.
That's a bit of the trailer.
A bit of the trailer.
From Infiltrator. Starring right. Bryan Cranston. In cinemas now.
In cinemas now. And it has been for a little while as well.
He's supposed to be doing the new film.
He hasn't seen any new films. Well, the guy who normally sees the new films couldn't do this week.
Where is he?
He pulled out. He worked at Starbucks and he couldn't change his shift.
Okay, we'll just carry on.
Okay, fine. I don't think anyone will know.
No. Well, when when this goes out, we'll just edit this bit out.
Oh, yeah. We'll just
probably a good idea.
Edit this bit out.
Yeah. Cool.
What we could do is edit this bit out and just drop the other guy in.
Oh, yeah. Maybe.
So if I call Lyle, who is it? Which one's the other one?
Rob.
If I call Lyle Rob, that'll make it for an easy edit, won't it?
Yeah.
Should we just do that?
Yeah. When you come back, can you just do a quick sort of tease ahead to what's coming up after the ads and then go into the ads?
Yeah.
Okay, nice one. Cheers.
Count me in.
3, 2, 1.
You listen to Talk Radio. Good afternoon. I'm John Holmes with Rob. He's doing the films for us.
Hi, John. Hi,
Rob.
I was thinking, instead of a pre-recorded sport, you can do a pre-recorded work experience film review.
Yeah, with Rob.
With Rob.
Yeah. It's the John and Rob show.
Yes.
On Talk Radio. We'll be back reviewing. Where are we going with it next? What, Rob?
Rob says that we're going to be looking at TV films this weekend.
Okay. Oh, this weekend.
Yes, that works.
He's clawing it back. Good. All right, you're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Digital debate for the UK.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Join us tonight for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox featuring Ollie Mears, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Tonight from 7 on Channel 4.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on self-assembly kitchens. Get £50 of Sainsbury's vouchers when you spend £500 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
We all like the idea of a new car. Because it's new, it's not going to break down. It comes with a long warranty and we don't have to worry about it passing its MOT. But when you buy a Das Veltauto used Volkswagen between the 6th and 24th of October, you get 2 years warranty, 2 years roadside assistance, 2 years MOT insurance and two services included at 10.9% APR representative. So you might say a used Volkswagen is as good as new. Visit your local Volkswagen retailer and find out more about their As Good As New event this October. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply, subject to status, Volkswagen Financial Services.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M6 southbound in Cheshire, there's one lane blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident between junctions 17 for Sandbach and Crewe and 16 for Stoke-on-Trent. In Bedfordshire, the A1 northbound, that's partially blocked at Sandy due to a broken down lorry just at the A603 for the Sandy roundabout. Slow in Bodmin in Cornwall on the A30 eastbound between Launceston Road and Millpool Lane. But better news in Somerset, that accident in South Petherston on the A303 has now been cleared. I'm Paul Jenkins.
George McTavish Neeped Galloway, you have been found guilty of presenting dangerously compelling radio. How do you plead?
Guilty as charged.
Never said that before.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Join me for 3 hours of double galvanized opinion, supercharged debate, and highly energized crystalline vision.
Radio Free Galloway.
Knock me right down and I'll bounce right back.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
Order!
Innocent until proven guilty.
Tonight from 7
on the nation's new home of sizzling debate.
Talk radio. Maybe you can't handle the truth.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. I am him. What that said there. And I've been watching the news. I mean, there's a flotilla of warships going past Britain on their way to Syria. There's the MPs have voted now, I think, for Gary Lineker to be stripped of his ears. I think that's in the news as well. It's all very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
You're the only one, Cornelius. Many people can't get their head around it, which is why we help you every weekday afternoon between 1 and 4 by breaking the news down, analysing it in depth. And when you do that, of course, what you end up with is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. It's the news in haikus.
Seven trains bring down house prices, generation, rent, join RMT.
The news in haikus. Right, work experience punditry is afoot. Today featuring Lyle. He's out of off of work experience. He's been with us all week in the office. And he's here looking at, well, the brief was to look at films for the weekend, but he's ignored that. That's fine. And he's just drawing up on films he's seen once a long time ago. That's absolutely fine. So we've done
better than nothing. Obviously.
It is better than nothing, certainly. Yeah. We have done Woody Allen's Cafe Society. We have done Bryan Cranston in The Infiltrator, which is still in cinemas. And now we go to the weekend. Where, TV films, are we?
Films on TV.
That'll do. What have we got?
So tomorrow night, Saturday, at 11:30 p.m. on Channel 4, we have Locke from 2013. It's a British thriller in starring Tom Hardy.
Yeah.
And what's interesting about it is that it's all set within one car. Most of the film is actually one take, and is filmed in a BMW X5. Obviously, there are other car manufacturers available.
Yes.
But what's interesting is that it's about a man who works on a construction site in Birmingham, and he's about to come home to his family when he gets a call from a lady who he had an affair with 7 months previously, who's gone into premature labour. So there's this whole thriller going on, which involves the stress he has to deal with the lady who's about to have give birth, and also the pressure of coming home when and on the construction site. So it's quite it is quite thrilling the way in which the suspense is created, even in one particular framework, which is the car itself. So yeah, I think it's a sort of interesting sort of independent style film. Which is worth a watch, I think.
It is. I saw it when it came out, and I was quite surprised. Because the premise, when you say, you sort of go, how does that work? And it's just in a car.
Yeah.
You're right, it's done really well, of course, because the phone calls are all on speaker, and they filmed it in real time, didn't they?
That's right.
And was it the M1, I think?
M6.
M6. And they had to drive it 3 or 4 times over one night in order for them to get all the shots and everything else.
The concept's very good.
Yeah, and Tom Hardy's very good, obviously.
Yeah, in The Revenant, he was superb. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see The Revenant. Are we on to that now?
We're trying to talk about as many as we can, I suppose. Trying to claw it back.
Yeah.
As in, on the 34th most listened out of 39 in the country, I thought we'd try and get to 33.
Yeah, it's good. He's good. Yeah.
He's done his ambition. He's
32, maybe, if we're lucky.
Yeah, 32. 32nd most listened to.
That's good.
Radio station out of possible 39. No, we're still at 34, I've checked. Anyway, so Tom Hardy in Locke, when's it on?
That is Channel 4 tomorrow night at 11:30 p.m.
Have we got a clip of that?
Yes.
Oh, we've got some of Locke.
We're very well prepared today.
Really, clearly, yeah. All right, then here's a bit of what that sounds like.
Make one little mistake, and the whole world comes crashing down around them.
Hi, love.
I need you to hold it together for me.
What's happened?
I'll fix it. It'll all go back to normal. No matter what the situation is, you can make it good.
This is a joke to you.
No. Right now, nothing is a joke anymore. You make one little mistake. Eventually, cracks appear.
I'm not believing it.
I was 23 years old. Cracks appear.
Listen to me, you piece of worthless. Don't threaten me!
Then they will grow. I will do what needs to be done.
They should have combined the plot of Mad Max, which, of course, Tom Hardy was in, as the remake.
I haven't actually seen it.
What sort of film reviewer is he?
Trying my best here, John. You know, cut me some slack, please.
Do see Mad Max, the remake. It's very, very good. And Tom Hardy's very good in that. But that's because, obviously, a lot of that is set in cars.
Right.
So I just wonder if you could have combined the...
Yeah,
combined
I suppose, suppose you've done it for me. So.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm here for. But It was a bold move to shoot a whole film in a car like that, I think, and it does work really well, and they rack up the tension.
Yeah, that's right.
Quite significantly. And that's tomorrow night. All right, so where else are we going now?
And then finally, Pulp Fiction, you know, the cult classic. I'm sure both of you and everyone
He's
listening.
Reviewing Pulp Fiction.
Well, yeah, but it's on telly this weekend.
Yeah, it's on telly. I hope all the seven listeners listening in are actually going to, you know, have probably already seen it, but might as well, you know, give
worth
a reminder.
Worth revisiting, isn't it?
Always worth revisiting.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
You've never seen Pulp Fiction?
No.
Maybe the John and Con idea is definitely not worth pursuing.
It really isn't, no.
Yeah.
Just never seen it. I'm not that into films.
Well, in any event, Con, you should watch it tonight. 11 p.m. Comedy Central.
I'm out.
Oh. Sky Plus, then.
I don't have Sky Plus. I work here.
Just get the DVD, the whatever, download, whatever you kids do with it these days. You can borrow my vinyl of it.
Great.
What can we say about Pulp Fiction? It is, of course, a classic.
It is a classic.
Anyone who hasn't seen it is an idiot.
That's probably right.
So here's a bit of Pulp Fiction.
You read the Bible, Greg?
Yes!
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. It sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17. The path of the righteous man is beset on all sides by the inequities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil men. Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness, for he is truly his brother's keeper and the finder of lost children. And I will strike down upon thee with great vengeance and furious anger those who attempt to poison and destroy my brothers. And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
And that's a clip from Songs of Praise, which is on Sunday on BBC One.
I still can't believe you haven't seen it, Con.
No, I'm
just never seen it.
Have you seen Reservoir Dogs?
No.
Have you seen any Tarantino films?
I've seen the one where they scalp people.
Inglourious?
Yeah.
Inglourious.
Yeah, that's it. Just remembered the second word there.
Inglourious Julie Hartley Brewers.
Yeah.
Okay. Right, well, we'll watch it.
Okay.
See, if this has taught us nothing else, it's that you need to watch. Pulp Fiction is, you know...
I know it's good, but I've just never seen it.
Fine. Right then, thanks.
Thank you, John.
Thanks.
And Con.
Yeah.
No worries, Lyle.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.
Is Rob back next week?
Yeah.
Fine. Thank you very much, Lyle. That is Work Experience Punditry. Some films there from 20 years ago. Now, in the next half an hour, there will, of course, be the diversity... No, there won't. That's not today, is it? There won't be diversity. Where's the running order? Oh, it's the end of the week quiz. I knew there was something coming up that was a bit different, because it's a Friday, isn't it, Victoria?
Yes.
So end of the week quiz on the way, big debate at 3 o'clock, and then a man in a lift, he's called Con.
Hi.
There. We'll be travelling downwards through the building in the lift, reading out the texts and tweets that we get from the haters and the trolls in a feature we like to call condescending. Now, though, it's 2:30. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
The undercover reporter known as the Fake Sheikh has been jailed for 15 months for tampering with evidence in the collapsed drugs trial of singer Tuliza. A judge told Mazza Mahmood that his motivation was to enhance his reputation and that he wanted another scalp. Prosecutors are reviewing 25 other cases based on his work. They include former London's burning actor John Alford, who was caught up in one of Mahmood's stings.
It's taken over 20 years for some of us. But finally, a judge and a jury of our peers has woken up to Mazza Mahmood's lies.
In the last few minutes, a 19-year-old man has been arrested under the Terrorism Act following the discovery of a suspicious item on the tube in North Greenwich yesterday. We'll bring you more on this as we get it. A boy has been sentenced to 4 years in detention for raping a 9-year-old boy when he was 11. The court heard the child, who also attacked two other boys, may have been affected by looking up gay pornography websites. Royal Navy vessels are monitoring a Russian convoy of warships as they move through the English Channel. It's believed the deployment's en route to Syria. Defence Secretary Sir Michael Fallon says the flotilla will be marked every inch of the way. Silences have been held across Wales to mark 50 years since the Aberfan mining disaster. 144 people, most of them children, died when tons of coal waste slid down a hill into a school and some houses. The Prime Minister has said she'll conduct exit negotiations with the EU in the way that means the UK gets the right deal. It's after speculation the European Union's lead negotiator wants the talks in French rather than English. And what's thought to be the country's smallest pub opens today, measuring just 6 foot by 8 foot. The pop-up bar in Greenwich in southeast London only has 2 seats and mobiles aren't allowed. The weather bright this afternoon.
Sounds ideal for you, that place, John.
Wasn't listening, what?
Read it again.
Basically, there's a really small pub, the smallest in the country, is opening in Greenwich today. It's 6 foot by 8 foot and only 2 people are allowed in and no mobile phones.
Sounds ideal for you, John.
Because I'm 6 foot.
No, because you're quite small. You're not 6 foot.
There's no way you could be 6 foot.
Well, why would the pub be useful for me then? You said it's 6 foot.
Because it small. Can fit.
It's a small. It's the world's smallest pub, and you're the world's smallest man.
I don't think that's true, but yeah.
Have you done the weather?
Not yet. No. Do you want me to?
Yes.
Okay. I don't think I can.
No, you've got to hold it together because you've got to do bonus news.
I know. Don't want to do it. So the weather first. A bright day with some isolated showers across the east of England and the northwest. Highs of 13 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Now, Victoria needs to do bonus news because...
Yeah.
Her bulletins are shorter than they used to be. She gets paid the same. She's even had a pay rise.
Yeah, but can we stop going on about this? Because that wasn't related. That's because everyone who's staff got on.
Sorry?
Everyone got a pay rise. You didn't.
It's no, old news. It was announced back in July, but I was only able to get it once I passed my probation.
Right. Which somehow you did. So
yes, I did. Thanks.
Okay. Well done. Congratulations. So Victoria has to do bonus news to make up some time because her bulletins are shorter.
I haven't been told I've passed my probation yet.
You're not proper staff, though, are you?
I do just turn up.
Mm.
Mm. Have you got your first paycheck yet?
I've had quite a few.
You haven't, have you?
No, I'm still waiting on it.
Yeah.
Maybe you should question that.
Anyway, we'll best have this conversation off air. Victoria now has... we do animal news, we do vegetable news, we do mineral news. Today, mineral news.
Mineral news.
A warning has been issued by police in Toronto for people not to touch a stolen mineral which contains poison. Officers say if the heart-shaped stone isn't handled correctly, then its protective coating could break and the arsenic could kill someone.
Arsenic.
Why are you making light of this
I'm not.
Deadly story by I'm saying not. That
I'm
word?
I'm not. You said arsenic. Anyway.
Arsenic is a form of poison.
I know that.
It's very serious.
Yeah.
It could be fatal. Olympic silver medalist Lewis Smith visited 2 mosques in London instead of joining his Great Britain teammates at the celebration in Trafalgar Square earlier this week, which is honouring their achievements in Rio. It's after the 27-year-old was criticised for posting a video online which purportedly shows him mocking Islam.
What's that got to do with minerals?
Silver medalist.
He's a silver medalist.
Oh, right. I thought that was quite a good
link.
Yeah,
not bad.
And it's now possible to buy a gold-plated quadcopter drone. The DJI Phantom 4 Gold Edition will set you back £20,000. And it comes with a remote controller, a battery, a mobile phone holder, two complete sets of propellers, a propeller storage bag, a charger, a gimbal clamp.
What? Have you just made all of this up?
I mean,
this is all facts. A 16 gigabyte SD card and a carrying case. And it's also capable of being flown at heights of up to 2,000 metres. The end. But I'd just like to make a complaint.
Is it anything to do with my gimbal clump?
I don't want to talk about your gimbal clump on air. Over on Talk Sport, they're doing animal news today.
What?
Yeah, I'm doing mineral news. Like,
what?
Listen.
Every scoop, every poop. This is dog news on Talk Sport.
What's that?
They copied us.
I said to Ben, I was like, Ben.
That's Ben's voice there.
It is. I was like, Ben, what are you doing? And he's like, oh yeah, they do this thing. And I was like, when did you record that? And he's like, a few weeks ago. But we've been doing this for a while.
They've just copied us, haven't they?
I think so too. But they've made a jazzier jingle.
Hawksby and Jacobs.
Ugh. And this happened literally maybe 2:15. I took that off Radio Monitor. So they're doing it at a similar time of day as well.
Radio Monitor, for those that don't know, would you like to explain what that is?
It's a website where you can download audio which has been broadcast on various radio stations.
There we go, just so we know. All right, good. That was
Mineral News.
That was
Mineral News.
What was it?
Mineral News.
Not dog
Mineral news.
Thank you.
I wish it was dog news.
Well, Mineral News.
Mineral what?
Mineral News.
On
news. News.
On Monday, it's animal news again.
No.
So,
okay.
So you'll be fine.
I might make Ben do a jazzier jingle for us.
There we go. That's Victoria with the bonus news today. It was
Mineral News.
You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house get down in value? Will it get up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So it's Some Request Friday here on Talk Radio. On a Friday afternoon, you can make requests and dedications, but not with music, because we are a talk radio station. Radio 2 own the copyright on the phrase All Request Friday, so we are Some Request Friday. That's the order of it. Now, all you have to do, if you'd like us to play a speech or talk for you or a loved one, is get in touch using 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
So, you know, maybe you're going away for half term and you very much like to hear Emmeline Pankhurst's 1913 Death or Freedom speech to get you in a Friday mood, because it is a banger.
Banger!
Or perhaps it's your child's first birthday and as a treat you'd like us to play for your child Manwar Ali's recent TED Talk, Inside the Mind of a former Radical Jihadist. It's again, another probably one of his best, I think. Certainly the one that
I prefer his more original stuff.
Well, he went a bit electric there, didn't he?
Yeah.
But this has just come in. Hi, John. Con.
Hi.
Victoria. Asprodcast. Cloaca. That's Chloe. Sex Luke. Boss Denny, Laurie, Work Experience Lyle, and the people on the street. I'm on my way to Surrey to visit the nightclub, formerly known as The Drink. I thought it was a good time to revisit it and meet the current lavatory attendant, but I need a good speech to build me up for the fight. So please could you play me former President George W. Bush's speech about broccoli from 1990. Thanks very much. And that's coming from Cheryl Tweedy, or whatever she's called now. Cheryl, especially for you, Cheryl Vassande, Vassin, Cole Tweedy. That's your Some Request Friday. Here it is, George W. Bush's speech about broccoli from 1990.
This is the last statement I'm going to have on broccoli. There are truckloads of broccoli at this very minute descending on Washington. My family is divided. I do not like broccoli. And I haven't liked it since I was a little kid. And my mother made me eat it. And I'm president of the United States. And I'm not going to eat any more broccoli. Now. But Bart, wait a minute. For the broccoli vote out there. Barbara loves broccoli. She's tried to make me eat it. She eats it all the time herself so she can go out and meet the caravan of broccoli that's coming in from Washington outside. Thank you.
What about cauliflower?
Yeah, what about it? That's George Bush Sr., of course, there, speaking in 1990 about broccoli, playing that especially for Cheryl, who had a divorce finalised yesterday, of course, has going out with one of One Direction. And she's on the way to visit the nightclub in Surrey, where she once punched a lavatory attendant in the face. And that, she says, builds her up, gets her in the mood for a good fight. So she's off there again tonight, apparently. Anyway, if you've got a request, then do send it to us for a speech or a talk, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
And next,
or we should say
what?
Text messages cost 25 pence plus standard network rate.
Because we have to say that once an hour now.
Once an hour. We did it about an hour ago, fine. So it works out.
Right. Next, we will test the brand loyalty to this programme with the end of the week quiz. Talk Radio in the afternoons. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4 as Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination. Drive with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Well, happy driving.
Cool.
And who's that lying on my X-Trail's roof?
Oh, that's Mike, giving the sunroof seal a final once-over. So if you could drive a little bit slower.
Because we know every Nissan from top to bottom, our understanding goes much deeper. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October, where a used 14-plate Nissan X-Trail could be yours from £15,995, subject to availability at participating dealers. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
My name is Alex.
I'm John.
My name's Moses.
The jungle doesn't care who you are.
I'm a banker.
I work as a builder.
I have a criminal record.
Or what you've done.
This environment is brutal, hostile.
Get down!
It will chew you up and spit you out.
25 ordinary men discover what SAS selection really takes.
All of you, up, up, up!
Welcome to the jungle.
Some of us are that close to passing out.
SAS Who Dares Wins continues Monday at 9 on Channel 4.
Come on.
Winston Wolfe, you got a problem?
Yeah, I want to rent out my flat,
But you don't want your tenants to take you for a ride. I got just the guys for the job.
This is legal, right?
Of course, I'm talking about Direct Line. With landlord insurance, you get the legal documents you need, checked by pros.
Oh, great.
So if things get messy, you've got the legal muscle to make wise guy tenants disappear.
Without getting my hands dirty.
You're fast, kid.
Direct Line Landlord Insurance, including legal document service. Can your insurance do that? Search Direct Line Landlord. New and renewing customers. Underwritten by UK Insurance Limited.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
On the M6 southbound in Cheshire, there's one lane blocked and queuing traffic due to an accident between junctions 17 for Sandbach and Crewe and 16 for Stoke-on-Trent. In Bedfordshire, the A1 northbound, that's partially blocked at Sandy due to a broken down lorry just at the A603 for the Sandy roundabout. Slow in Bodmin in Cornwall on the A30 eastbound between Launceston Road and Millpool Lane. But better news in Somerset, that accident in South Peverston on the A303 has now been cleared. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Yes, hello, it is Talk Radio in what can only be described as the aforementioned afternoon. We've been out on the streets. We like to go out on the streets in this programme. We send our crack team of reporters out on the streets, so-called because there are a team of reporters that we have here working for Talk Radio that are on crack and also have trousers that go too low at the back when they bend over. And they go out there with their microphones and they put them in people's faces. And the people are on the street. That's why they go out onto the streets. We want to ask the people what they think. Today we went out onto the streets and asked them if they're thinking zodiacs or colleges.
Colleges, colleges, zodiacs.
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 Colleges.
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 Zodiacs.
Zodiacs.
Colleges.
Colleges.
Zodiacs.
Zodiacs.
Colleges.
Colleges.
Zodiacs.
Colleges.
Zodiacs.
Colleges.
Colleges. Zodiacs.
Zodiacs. Colleges.
Zodiacs.
Zodiacs.
Colleges.
Zodiacs.
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 Colleges.
Colleges. Zodiacs.
Colleges.
Zodiacs.
Colleges. Zodiacs.
Colleges.
Colleges.
Zodiacs.
Thank you very much, people on the street. The question, though, is what do you think? That's what they think. They think colleges or zodiacs. But what do you think? We'd like to know this afternoon. Please get in touch. Do you think colleges? Or do you think zodiacs? 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word colleges or zodiacs. Looking back.
Time then for this afternoon's end of the week quiz. By the way, that story that Victoria brought you in the news, I should just tell you this. There was a man arrested under the Terrorism Act following the bomb alert at North Greenwich Tube Station yesterday. Reports that he's been arrested via taser, by the way. Victoria will have more on that in the main news at 3 o'clock. So, time to test your brand loyalty to the Talk Radio in the afternoons, weekday 1 till 4 thing. A series of clips and questions based on things that have happened this week. All you have to do is tell us what happened next. On the line to play is Daniel. He's in Swindon. Hello, Daniel.
Right, John.
How are you?
I'm Ryan. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Fine. So, what are you doing in Swindon, Daniel?
I watch football. You know, I don't really do much. I'm unemployed at the moment.
Unemployed at the moment.
I'm looking for work.
Okay, then. Well, any employers listening might spot your spark, Daniel.
I do warehouse work, so I don't know.
That's fine. I mean, there are warehouse people listening to this right now who may think we need a Daniel. And if we can be your conduit to gainful employ, Daniel, then so be it. We'll see what we can do.
I'd be very grateful.
All right, then. So, here's Daniel, and he's going to... Have you been listening to this all week, Daniel?
We have. I've been listening from Monday up until now.
Right. That's helpful, because the questions are based on things that have happened from Monday up until now. There are three clips of things. All you have to do is tell us what happened next in the end of the week quiz. That's all it is, Daniel. So, ears down, because here we go. Question number one. And we'll begin with Monday, Daniel. Where we had our regular feature, Alco Vox Pops. It's out in the streets over the weekend interviewing drunk people about the previous week's news. Clowns have been scaring people. What scares you?
Awkward silences, I guess.
F*** clowns.
I hate spiders.
Why do you hate spiders? What are they going to do to you?
I just don't like them. I just don't like them.
Spiders is not going to hurt you. Like
they might.
That's drunk people there. talking about the week's news. Another question we asked out on the streets from the drunk people, Daniel, was Marmite has been in the news. Talk about yeast. One drunkard gave us some advice. What was it? Was it A,
purchasing the supermarket's own brand yeast extract is cheaper and tastes the same?
Or was it B,
you can use yeast to make art, but it doesn't stand the test of time?
Or was it C, you can get yeast down there, you shouldn't wash it with soap as it gets upset? Which of those was the answer we received?
Going to have
it
or guess at C, John.
C, the yeasty down there. Right, let's find out.
You get yeast down here, you need to, like, not wash it with soap because it gets upset.
Is the right answer. Very good, Daniel. Very good.
Fantastic.
Here's question number two. On Tuesday, following the news that Donald Trump had an army of Twitter bots supporting him, we spoke to one of Donald Trump's actual bots on the telephone. I think we were discussing the... Oh, no, he's in the studio. There was a bot in the studio. We were discussing the Mexican Trump wall. Is that going to be built by Mexicans or built by bots that have been paid for by Mexicans? Let's be clear on this.
The Mexicans will build the wall.
Yes.
The robots will build the firewall.
Will the robots kill Mexicans?
Yes, that is what the firewall is for.
It's a wall. It's a wall of fire.
Wall of fire.
It's a fire. It's a wall, but it's made of fire. That's what the bot was telling us. He was in the studio as our guest on Tuesday. But then, what other Trump-esque thing, Daniel, did the robot say? Did he say A, I hate Muslims? Did he say B, it's okay to grab robots by the per secretary unit? Or did he say C, I hate Muslims?
I think he said B.
B?
John, I'm going to guess at B.
The grabby, gropey robot. Okay, let's find out. Have you ever grabbed the P word of another bot, of a lady bot?
The per secretary circuit unit.
Yes.
Yes, I have.
Right, now that's not acceptable, is it?
Yes, it is.
No, it isn't.
Grab them by the per secretary circuit.
No. That was the sexy, sexist, groping bot.
Sexy sexist?
Yes.
Is that your thing? Is it?
Yeah, yeah.
sexist robot.
I had a thing for that bot there. Yeah. Yeah. Me and him are a thing now. Yeah. Have we had the answer yet?
That was the answer.
Oh,
yeah,
fine, good.
Got it right.
Right, good. So, I wasn't really concentrating. So, I was too busy thinking
about the robot.
Question number three for you, Dan, is... it came from Emma. This was on Wednesday. Emma came in here. Lovely Emma with her hipster nonsense. And she told us of a secret bar which has a secret password to get in. What was the password? Hang on. We'll have a clip of Emma first. Here it is.
People are beginning to work in coffee shops more than offices, and they're trying to create this new thing called a coffice, where you, it's basically a coffee and an office all in one, coffee shop and office.
So just an office, really?
Yeah.
I mean, we have a kitchen here in our office, and plenty of coffee.
I saw someone drinking some coffee in the office earlier.
Yeah.
And that's what that is.
It's not a coffice, it's just an office.
Yeah, that has coffee in it. Yeah, that was Emma and hipster nonsense. Then, as I say, she told us of a secret bar which had a secret password to get in. What was the password, Dan? Was it A, password? Was it B, password 01? Or was it C, please let me see the mayor of Scaredy Cat Town?
Oh, I think... I'm going to go with A, I think. I was in and out of listening to that one, but I think it was A.
A password. Let's find out.
And then you go to a waitress and you're like, I would please let me see the mayor of Scaredy Cat Town.
There, I was a Scaredy Cat. Oh, I know. Right, now, we've got to work out what your score was, Daniel. Mm. So just bear with us while we put your details into the system here at Talk Radio. It's a dial-up system.
Dial it up.
And I'll be honest with you, it's quite a slow system before, as regular listeners will know, it's... It's quite a slow system.
Hello?
Ah, we're in. Right, okay. Oh.
Oh, sorry, how do you spell Daniel, Daniel?
D-A-N-I-E-L. Like the Irish spell it.
Okay. How do you spell Irish?
I-R-I-S-H.
Yeah, okay, that's great.
They're from Ireland, if you were wondering.
Stop.
So it's saying accent doesn't compute. It's saying you don't sound Irish.
I'm not actually Irish. My family are Irish, but I'm from Wiltshire.
Okay, and how do you spell family?
F-A-M-I-L-Y.
No, you put salmon. No, you put family. You put family.
I thought you said.
No, he said family. F.
Oh.
Stop rapping the keyboard. Stop it. It's really. I do apologise. It's very slow. Slow system.
Right, I'll just print it off.
Okay. It's quite a slow printer. Daniel, bear with us while we... Just printing it off now. Yeah. There it is, right.
Paper jam.
Yeah. Daniel, I do apologise. The equipment here is not very good. It's...
Okay, right.
Right, okay.
Okay.
So it's Daniel.
Yeah, I'll just look at the data.
Yeah. His family are Irish. He's from Wiltshire. He's Sam highly Lee. Trained warehouse operative.
Mm-hmm. And let me just count the frogs. I can confirm that
how many points
scored?
Yes.
2 points! Looking back
over my shoulder. Hey, Daniel, we got 2 points. How do you feel about that?
I feel absolutely fantastic.
Excellent work.
My day.
Good, I'm glad we made your day. If anyone gets in touch regarding warehouse work, we will put your details onto them, Daniel. Have no fear or doubt of that. There he is. There's Daniel in Wiltshire. Regular listener, 2 out of 3. In this week's end of the week quiz. Still to come on this programme, the big debate is next. Of course, big debate at 3 o'clock. There will be live music in the next hour as we drag a busker in off the streets to play live for us here in the studio. A man will be in a lift as it travels downwards through the building, reading out haters' texts and tweets. That man's called Con.
Hi.
It's a feature called Con Descending.
Yes.
All of that in the next hour, Friday afternoon. You are listening to Talk Radio. I never wanted
to say goodbye. Talk Radio. Talk and entertainment across the nation.
Talk Radio.
Give it some lip.
Spreading on treats!
Sorry, kids. We're saving the treats for Mum and Dad this Halloween. When they buy the exciting Renault Capture or the equally adventurous Renault Kadjar from our award-winning crossover range, they'll now get an extra £750 towards their deposit with 3.99 APR representative until the 9th of November. Renault Finance, over 18, subject to status, participating dealers only. Register by 31st of December. T's and C's apply. See renault.co.uk/offers.
Join us tonight for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox, featuring Ollie Mears, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel, and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Tonight from 7 on Channel 4.
eBay has everything you need for Halloween.
Honey, just to let you know, Jacob's got Halloween coming up.
New kids' Halloween costumes.
And he's been asked to do trick-or-treating.
Halloween sweets.
With some of the older kids from Year 9.
Scary makeup.
And I said they could all come to ours afterwards.
Halloween decorations.
With their mums and dads.
Booze. Discover a fantastic range of new Halloween items you can buy instantly with free delivery from eBay. The ultimate turn your little monsters into actual monsters shop.
People all over the UK love driving with Uber because they get to choose their own hours and take home great weekly pay. You can drive as much or as little as you like. And even if you don't have your own car or private hire license, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. That's godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire license fees may apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. Talk Radio.
At 3 o'clock, good afternoon, it's Friday. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, prison for the fake shake, arrest after suspect device on the tube, and Brexit talks won't be in French.
Talk Radio.
An undercover journalist nicknamed the fake shake has been jailed for 15 months for tampering with evidence in the collapsed drugs trial of pop star Tuliza. The judge told Mazen Mahmoud that while he had done some good work, there was no justification for perverting the course of justice. Jeremy Dean QC, who represented the singer, has told Talk Radio it's a short prison term.
15 months is a light sentence. He was being sentenced for this one case in a background of long-standing controversies. But this is a journalist who was found to have set out to distort evidence with a view to securing the conviction of Tuliza. That is an incredibly serious matter.
A 19-year-old man has been arrested under the Terrorism Act after a suspicious device was found on the London Underground near the O2 Arena. A controlled explosion had to be carried out at North Greenwich Station following the discovery yesterday. A minute's silence has been held in Aberfan to remember the victims of a mining disaster 50 years ago. 144 people, who were mostly children, were killed in the village in South Wales when a coal tip slid down a mountainside onto a school and houses. A tribunal found the National Coal Board was to blame. Denise Morgan, who was 11 at the time, sister Annette, was among those who died.
My mother retells the story then about she grew up with her grandfather, and she remembers him saying to her as a young child, that is going to slip one day and it's going to have a catastrophic effect. But nobody did take any notice of the warning.
Theresa May has slapped down suggestions that Brexit negotiations will be carried out in French. It's after reports the EU's chief negotiator wants the talks to be carried out in his mother tongue. And Twitter and Spotify are among a number of websites to have been hit by a cyber attack. It's disrupted service for many users around the world, but the UK's not really been affected.
Talk Radio national weather.
A bright day with some isolated showers across the east of England and the northwest. Highs are 13 degrees.
Are you finished?
Yes.
Okay. Victoria's there with the news. Thank you for the news.
That's okay, John. Thank you for your presenting.
I mean,
you're the first person to ever say that.
I thought I'd just be polite. I thought I'd just be polite.
Well, you're welcome, Victoria. Everything I do it for you.
I don't believe that's true.
It's true. And now here's Ben with the pre-recorded sport live from a tattoo shop on a stag weekend in Ibiza.
I'm Ben Fletcher. Good afternoon. Chelsea manager Antonio Conte says Jose Mourinho deserves a good reception from the club's fans at Stamford Bridge on Sunday. The former boss returns with Manchester United in the Premier League. Conte has confirmed skipper John Terry is fit for that game. Liverpool manager Jurgen Klopp says his squad is still adjusting to his style of play. The Reds are fourth in the Premier League table, just 2 points off the top, ahead of Talk Sport's commentary game at home to West Brom tomorrow. Sunderland manager David Moyes says he's been out speaking to supporters groups this week after their poor start to the season. The club are bottom of the Premier League without the top flight win and tomorrow's trip to West Ham against the Lions and in full over on TalkSport 2. Moyes insists he's under no more pressure than any other top division manager. Finally, England cricketers remain in contention after day two of the first test with Bangladesh in six goals. They've got a total of 221 for five, having made 293 in their first go with the bat. Meanwhile, India have agreed to use the decision review system on a trial basis in the upcoming test series with England. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Ben there, having a sport tattooed onto his back in a tattoo parlour during a stag weekend in Ibiza. Ben there with a pre-recorded sport. You're listening to Talk Radio. We'll do the big debate at 3 next.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Time then for the bit... Oh, tattoo's to burn on. Look. Time then for the big debate. So, the fake sheikh has been sentenced to a 15-month one of those in prison for being an unpleasant git. His other crimes, of course, include tampering with witness statements, being an even bigger unpleasant git, and impersonating a sheikh. It also transpired, according to some reports this afternoon, that the tea towel that he tried to pass himself off as a sheikh with, like the headdress, was from BHS. So it's also probably Sir Philip Green's fault, or possibly even Gary Lineker's. The judge, in his summing up, said that the fake sheikh's altering of the language in his witness statement was to preserve and enhance his reputation, and he said that that was unacceptable. On the line, listening to me say the word language there, he's just called in to talk radio. It's Tiberius. Good afternoon, Tiberius.
Yeah, hello.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling in. So you heard me say the word language, and you were incensed enough to pick up the phone and dial in. What's your problem with language as a whole?
Okay, well, let me just say this to you. Slutspurt.
Yes.
Now, that's a Swedish word meaning Finnish. So if I go to a restaurant, someone in Sweden might ask me if I've slutspurted.
Yes.
When they look at my spicy meatballs.
I see.
I, for one, am offended by that, and I think it's language's fault.
Yeah, well, that's the problem with language, of course. And I apologise to anyone who's hearing that Swedish there and might be offended by it. Now, it's an interesting concept of all languages, because I know that you're anti-all language, but what you've failed to realise, Tiberius, is that you're speaking to me in one now, which is, of course, the language of English. And that is a language. And it's several people already texted in saying that's you're contradicting yourself because you're using a language to complain about the notion of language.
Well, yeah, but I mean, this is the best of all possible languages. You know, it's kind of the best of a lot of bad options. Because one of the things you find is if you go abroad, they can't understand you. I went to Holland, for example, and I was screaming at a woman for half an hour before I realised she wasn't a prostitute.
Right. Okay. Well, I mean, you open up a lot of interesting areas of language barriers. I want to bring in a professor. Professor Hugo Cumswell is on the...
Cumswell.
Cumswell?
Cumswell. It's Old English language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good. Right, so Professor Cumswell, you're a professor of what exactly?
Language awareness.
Right. So you're listening to Tiberius there. He's against language.
Yes.
It made him shout at a woman who wasn't a prostitute.
Yes, which, well, we've all done that. John.
Yeah, but John. Hugo.
John.
Hugo,
ready?
Yes.
Ready? John.
Yes. Yes, that's dog language, isn't it?
Does that sound like a good way to spend 3 hours? Because if so, you might like Paul Ross. Look, what I'm saying is, without language, we would be monosyllabic morons, reduced to pointing and grunting at things. I don't know if you've ever been to Nando's. We had to go there once when our car broke down. But language is constantly evolving, John, and that's the joy of it, isn't it? I mean, to say you're not a fan of language, I mean, what language? What language now? Language then? Sign language? I mean, it's constantly evolving, John, and that's part of the joy of it. It grows with us.
It's part of the...
We go from Juan that April with his surest suit Chaucer.
That's just nonsense. To,
well, you know.
Well, let me bring in Professor Cumswell. No, just wait. Just
Cumswell.
Cumswell. Let me bring back in Tiberius. Tiberius. Now he's. You've got to be more specific, right? Because the professor is right. He's saying that language evolves. It changes. We know it does. You want to see a ban on language. You've already said that. You want to put language beyond you. But hang on, aren't you? And we mentioned grunting. Now, if you get rid of...
Let me just... The happiest place on Earth is Burnley, and they can barely say hello to you. 10 years ago, they injected language into a rabid badger, and now he hosts the mother of all talk shows. I mean, do we really want to see more of that?
Well, I think nobody wants to see more than that. You raise a very, very good point, actually. But let me mention this. In Sweden as well, they've done away, they do trials in Sweden. They've done away with proper language, and instead now they speak Swedish, don't they? And I suppose in many ways that highlights the problem, doesn't it, Professor?
Sorry, this is a new language I'm working on. Look, I was fascinated. The other day, I was sitting reading the Times on top deck of a double-decker bus in London. A chap leaned over to me, and do you know what he said?
No.
He said, give me your phone, blood, or I will cut you. I will cut you, blood.
Yeah.
To which I replied, well, that is fascinating. Now, do you know the etymology of the expression blood? And I never find out whether he did or not, because when I came to, he was gone along with my mobile phone. But language allows us that interaction. I mean, does this chap, Tiberius, of the Tiber, do you want to live alone? Do you not want to interact with anyone?
Oh, I think we can...
Obscene gestures?
I think we can be sure that Tiberius does live alone. But no, let me ask you this question. It's a very simple one. How many languages did you learn at school, yes or no?
No.
Yes.
Right. That's wrong. You've talked about the language barrier. Now, Donald Trump is saying he's going to put a language barrier, if he becomes president, as you know, he's going to build a language barrier across the United States to keep out the Mexican language. And he's going to make the Mexicans pay for this language barrier, and the only words that are going to be allowed through it are American words like grits and dagnabbit. And I wonder how we feel about that. How do you feel about that, Professor?
I think it's so sad when you think of the wonderful cultural swapping of linguistic things, like, for example, the word puta, that's a wonderful word which Americans could embrace and really enjoy.
Well, that's just nonsense.
You scream at them, not me.
Well, I can't answer that. Wah. Another problem I have. Wah. Am I being allowed to speak here?
Wah. Sorry, I was just trying out one of the languages.
Yeah.
Okay. Wah, wah.
Did you do the online course?
But this is the problem with language. It's so divisive.
Mm.
See, I can tell what kind of person you are from what you say. If you say okay instead of very well, or nice to meet you instead of how do you do, or sex pest instead of BBC entertainer, then we know you're common.
Yes.
And I think that's one of the problems. It's kind of, it's dividing us.
Why do we say professor? You're a professor of the language.
Language awareness.
Language awareness. Why do you...
I didn't know you'd done the course.
I have done your course. That's why I wanted to get you on. And why do we say, excuse my French, when we swear, when it's not swearing necessarily in French?
Well, that's different matter entirely. I mean, the French are just awful. Awful cows.
I can tell you why.
Why?
Because it's because of people. Because originally, language, everyone spoke only English.
Yeah.
We know that in ancient Rome they spoke English. We know that from Gladiator.
Yeah.
Then people like Napoleon came along and wanted his own language.
Yeah.
And it's just kind of proliferated from
Well,
there.
It's interesting.
Let me finish. If it wasn't for perky little egomaniacs, this world would be a better place, as your listeners can attest.
Now,
are you proposing then some sort of linguistic monoculture? Is that what you want? Esperanto? Is that your dream?
No, just English.
We have English installed at birth, of course. Now, as any parent will know, when you have a child, the hospital install a language into that baby of your choice, and they inject that directly into the voice box. And English is, at the moment, by far the most popular one to have here.
They did that to an orangutan in Durham. This is probably on his course. And it started a sex phone line empire and just went around groping women, and now it's running for president.
He's got a fair point there, Professor. Was that on your course?
No, we don't have that. But look, where is someone's head? I'm surprised you're allowed to say that about Julia Hartley Brewer on the air.
I shall say what I like.
I want you to listen to this
for
me.
Whatever language I please.
Listen to this for me for a moment. Listen to this with your ears. That's Def Leppard and Slang. What do you make of Slang?
That's filth.
No, I disagree. It's part of the rich culture given to us by our language.
Let me give you some examples of language. I just want a simple yes or no for these from both of you. Mandarin.
No.
Yes.
Spanish.
Yes.
No.
Hindi.
No.
Yes.
Arabic.
No.
Yes.
Portuguese.
No.
Yes.
Bengali.
No.
Russian.
No.
Russian.
Yes. Yes.
No.
Japanese.
Yes.
German.
Definitely not.
Yes.
Korean.
No.
A long time ago.
Turkish.
Yes.
Italian.
Yes.
No.
Polish.
Yes.
No.
Burmese.
Yes.
Depends. Yes, in a knocking shop, no elsewhere.
Thank you.
Ukrainian.
No.
Yes.
Dutch.
No.
No.
I had a bad experience with a whelk there once.
Hungarian.
Yes.
Greek.
No.
Yes.
Greek. Zulu. And finally, foul.
Yes.
And there we must leave the debate. Could you sum up the debate for us in one word, please, Professor Cumswell?
It's got to be Lingus.
And Tiberius, please.
Slutspurt.
Thank you very much indeed. If you have an opinion on whether or not we need language, one of your choosing, do let us know this afternoon. It's an emotive subject, I realise, but let's find out what you think. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd
like. It is Talk Radio. That's the big debate. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. 24-hour radio debate and entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Get your weekday morning started with the Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Get going tomorrow morning from 6 as Talk Radio's turbo-tongued breakfast host sits in the driving seat for 4 hours of finely tuned radio. It's the breakfast show that keeps you fully fueled throughout the day. The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Right, your car's all ready.
Great. Who's that sticking out of the engine?
Oh, yes, Simon. He's just giving our thorough last check. Mm. He does get stuck in.
Yeah.
Right, grab a leg.
Oh, OK.
Come on, Simon!
Because we know every Nissan back to front, our understanding goes a long way. So visit Nissan's used car event from the 7th until the 24th of October and get a £500 deposit contribution plus 2 years servicing on selected nearly new vehicles bought with Nissan Finance. 9.9% APR representative, subject to status and over 18s. Participating dealers. T's and C's apply. See nissanusedcars.co.uk. Google Nissan Cared For to find your nearest dealer.
At Wix, there's 50% off kitchen units, as well as selected tiles and flooring, plus an extra 15% off on top of existing offers until the 1st of November. So you can pick up the right products at the right price right now. Wix, let's do it right. Kitchen sale ends 22nd of November. Minimum spend applies. Visit wix.co.uk for T's and C's and previous extra discount.
Is your car feeling sluggish? It could be your engine clogging up with dirt.
Over time, new BP Ultimate with active technology eats up the dirt in your engine like 1,000 ravenous piranhas. And it could give you more miles per tank. All thanks to those hungry wee fishes. BP Ultimate with active technology. Green lights all the way.
Based on engines tested in dirty versus clean condition and for Ultimate unleaded versus RON 95. Benefits may vary due to factors including vehicle condition and driving style. See bp.com/ultimate.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
First of all, to the motorways in Cheshire, the M6 northbound. There's long delays due to a broken down vehicle between junction 16 for Crewe and 17 for Sandbach. In Worcestershire, the M5 northbound, one lane blocked and very slow traffic due to a broken down lorry between junction 8 for the M50 and junction 7 for Worcester. In Devon, the A303, there's been an accident there in both directions at Newcott, just by the Route 303 Cafe, although traffic is currently getting by. I'm Paul Jenkins.
The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway.
He's back
on Talk Radio. Listen up, comrades of the world. Unite.
Our glorious leader, George Galloway, returns to the UK airwaves with the mother of all talk shows.
The switchboard is lighting up.
Controversial conversation and cutting-edge current affairs comment with the notorious B-I-G-G. Listen, this guy's a nightmare. He's not a great guy, folks. The mother of all talk shows with George Galloway. Tonight from 7 on Talk Radio. I did not say that.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon, it is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Live music in the next half an hour for you before 4 o'clock as we drag in a busker from the streets and force them to play at microphone point in the studio. A very special treat for us today that I know has been discovered. We're going to claim it as our own discovery, however. But that's coming in the next half an hour. In a moment, Cornelius will be going to the lift to read out this week's selection of haters' texts and tweets as the lift travels downwards through the building. That's in a feature we call Condescending. First, your reactions have been coming in. Cornelius, what
lots
reactions?
Coming in, John. John, language causes anguish, and that's the reason rhyming causes heartburn.
Yeah.
So that's something to think about. John, we should be tough on language and tough on the causes of language, the mouth, but that's probably a debate for another day.
Thank you. It probably is as well, possibly Monday. The government say, John, they'll let in childish language. This is the problem. You can't prove how old a child's language is. Without checking its teeth. So, but the government have said that childish language, you know, sort of that sort of thing, will be allowed into the country. But there've got to be checks, they say, because otherwise adults will be just going and getting their language into the country when they shouldn't be here. That's what the government are saying this afternoon. If you've got an opinion, 8722.
Start message with talk.
How old are you?
23.
Okay. Or you can use Twitter at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
Now, it's Song Request Friday, which means you can request a speech or a talk. You can't play music, it's a sort of licensed Ofcom thing. So, request speeches and talks. It's Song Request Friday. That's where you can do it for loved ones or even yourself. Any speech or talk, if you'd like to hear it, because it's a Friday banging speech anthem. Get in touch. Hello, everyone. This has come in. Hello, everyone at Talk Radio, except Martin Roberts. I would love it if you could play me a speech to top off a great week. I was once on Britain's Got Talent as a novelty act and was very, very content with my 15 minutes of fame. However, it seems my career has received a massive boost this week as I was invited to be the celebrity guest on the Talk Radio breakfast show, joining the likes of Noel from Hearsay and Nikki Graham, whatever that is. Would you please play for me, and I'd love it if you could, the speech, the talk, the best stats you have ever seen. It's a TED talk by Hans Rosling. It's always been an absolute classic. I love it. Thanks. That's coming from DJ Talent. Whatever that is as well. So especially for you, DJ Talent, here it is for Song Request Friday, the best stats you've ever seen by Hans Rosling.
About 10 years ago, I took on the task to teach global development to Swedish undergraduate students. That was after having spent about 20 years together with African institutions studying hunger in Africa. So I was sort of expected to know a little about the world. And I started in our medical university, Karolinska Institute, an undergraduate course called Global Health. But when you get that opportunity, you get a little nervous. I thought, these students coming to us actually have the highest grade you can get in Swedish college system. So I thought, maybe they know everything I'm going to teach them about. So I did a pretest when they came. And one of the questions from which I learned a lot was this one. Which country has the highest child mortality of these five pairs? And I put them together so that in each pair of country, one has twice the child mortality of the other. And this means that it's much bigger the difference than the uncertainty of the data. I won't put you at a test here, but it's Turkey, which is highest there, Poland, Russia, Pakistan, and South Africa. And these were the results of the Swedish students. I did it, so I got a confidence interval, which was pretty narrow. And I got happy, of course, at 1.8 right answer out of five possible.
Absolute classic. No wonder DJ Talent wanted to hear that. That's for him. DJ Talent wanted to hear that. That's the best stat you've ever seen. A TED Talk by Hans Rosling, playing it as part of Some Request Friday. We can't play music requests. We're not a music radio station. But we can play speeches and talks because we're a talk radio station. It's a bit like Radio 2's All Request Friday, except with talking. And plus they own the copyright on the phrase All Request Friday, so we have to call it Some Request. Anyway, that's just admin. You don't need to know about that. And now, the haters are going to hate. Every Friday, we allow the haters to hate by taking all of the abusive texts and tweets and trollings that we've received on this show, or me personally, over the preceding 5 days. And rather than report them to the authorities or ignore them, we instead give them to a man called Con, who takes them to the lift here at Talk Radio and reads them out loud as the lift travels downwards through the building in a feature we like to call Condescending. And with a bit of luck, Cornelius is now in the lift. Can you hear me? Hello, Cornelius.
Yes, John. Hello. Hello. Here I am in the lift on the top floor. I've obviously changed the radio again.
Yep.
I think this might be one of the stations from our group, though. Have a listen.
All right.
You know how the years will go down. It's all right.
What is that?
It's BBC Radio 1 Extra. Is that one of ours? Right, I'm not sure. Let's begin. Right, this came in yesterday. Anonymous text. Who is this Wally on the radio? I'm turning over. I had to change a word in that one. John, the reason the text messages cost 25p to send, plus your standard network rate, is they have to raise the funds for Cornelius' salary. I'm not sure what they do with the rest of the money, though. Thank you, Thomas, for your text message. Just tuned in to the afternoon show on Talk Radio. Is there anywhere I can go to claim that half hour of my life back?
No.
Was a text. This was also a text. What dis rubbish? I think that was from a simpleton. If I saw John Holmes in the street, I would run up behind him and scream directly into his ears so he can understand how I feel when I hear him on the radio, says Gary.
Thanks, Gary.
John, when you presented that award this week, that's the closest you'll ever come to holding an award ever again, says Lollicule on Twitter. Oh, hey, guys, come in.
Hey, hey.
How's it going?
Yeah, I'm grand. How are you?
Hi. Denny, it's just condescending. Denny, our boss is here, John.
All right.
Denny, can you just read this one?
No comment.
Go on.
No, not today.
They should replace Con with one of the mics and then replace John with the other mic. Said was a text. And finally, if you put John Holmes on talk radio in footballing terms, he's the struggling defender who is nearing the end of his career at Tranmere Rovers. Back to you, John.
Thanks very much there. That's the boss, Denny, as well there, displaying his legendary sense of humour. This week's condescending, then. If you hate the show and or me personally, then do get in touch by all means. You can find us on Twitter, @TalkRadio.
Start message with the word... No, start it with hair.
That's right, hair.
Started with what, Cass?
Hit. What I'm saying is not unusual.
Hit. Start message with some hate. Or you can use the text 87222.
Start message with the word talk.
Yeah, or you can just use follow at JohnHolmes1. You'll find me on Twitter if you want to hate me there as well.
I hate you, though.
I know you do. You hate me everywhere. Yeah. Right, there we go. That was this week's Condescending. Next, in the next half an hour of this programme, live music, as we have dragged a musician in from the streets. And she will be playing live for us a couple of tracks over the next half an hour here on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
It's just coming up to 3:30. Victoria has the news.
Thanks, John. The undercover journalist nicknamed the Fake Shake has been jailed for 15 months for tampering with evidence against the pop star Tuliza, who was facing drugs charges. Mazen Mahmood was charged with perverting the course of justice after the trial against the former X Factor judge collapsed in 2014. Jeremy Dean QC represented the singer. He's told Talk Radio the 53-year-old went too far for a story.
He was a journalist, but he was in effect performing the role that very senior police might perform. The Met Police delegated responsibility to Mazen Mahmood far too often. 15 months is a lenient sentence for a man who was performing such an important role and who committed such a serious crime.
A man has been arrested under the Terrorism Act after a suspicious package was found at North Greenwich Tube Station in London yesterday. A controlled explosion took place once the alert was raised. An ex-policeman and former scout leader has been convicted of more than 70 sex offences against children dating back as far as the 1970s. Birmingham Crown Court heard the 54-year-old attack victims as young is 8 at a police station and when he was running a football team. Theresa May says she hopes negotiations over the UK's exit from the EU will be done in a constructive spirit. It's after the EU's lead negotiator is reported to have asked for discussions to be carried out in French rather than in English. A High Court judge has removed a 7-year-old boy from his mother's care because he was living life entirely as a girl. The mum was described in court as causing her son significant emotional harm after she became convinced he thought of himself as female. And Scottish courts have ruled in favour of a minimum price for alcohol. Judges decided against a challenge from the Scotch Whisky Association, which claimed the move broke European law. The weather: patchy frost and fog tonight, lows of 7 degrees, fine and mostly dry tomorrow with highs of 14. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome, John.
Once again, only a couple of mistakes in that one.
Thanks for pointing those out. I love it when you do that so much. You're really, really nice as a colleague when you do that. Really, you know.
The thing is, though, if you listen to this, which I know you don't, the moment you leave this room, this is dead to you, isn't it?
Apart from when you have, like, good guests on. Like, I listen to the Making a Murderer thing and the Lady Bird Book guys.
Yeah. So you could, but you could pick me up on so many things I get wrong, but you don't choose to listen. So.
Well, do you know what, John? When I hear you make mistakes, when I do choose to listen to you, I just think, do you know what? I'm not going to be horrible to him, because that's not... It's not very nice, because you're not very constructive when you critique me. I'm all for constructive criticism, but not for just being like, you did that wrong.
Okay. Victoria there with the news on Talk Radio. Now, next, we bring you live music. It's Friday. That's what we do.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases, and I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And toe-tapping. For we bring you live music on a Friday. As regular listeners will know, live music Friday. We go out onto the streets. We do. And we drag in people who are performing there. Today, though, very special guest. Well, let's start with where did we find you?
Waterloo Station.
Waterloo Station, which is not far from here. But the thing is, right, you were performing at Waterloo Station, but you've also performed at the London Palladium.
Yeah.
Yeah. You've got a record.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And wrote the title track from Ronan Keating's latest album.
Yes, yeah.
So why, I mean, this is a level of success that many, because we do this every Friday.
Right? Okay.
Norma Jean Martin, by the way.
Hi.
Normally, that's a level of success that some people would say, in that case, I don't need to be doing Waterloo Station.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of the way up. Mm-hmm. But some would argue that you are up.
Okay.
Okay. So what I'm interested in is and I commend you for it, but why Waterloo Station when you've got the rest of this on your CV?
Well, when I first started out playing music, I started out going to blues jams and open mic nights and stuff with my mom in New York. And when I was a teenager and I was old enough to kind of go on the train down to New York City by myself, because I'm from an hour north of the city, I used to go and busk in the city in like Grand Central Station and Penn Station and all that, and then the parks. When I moved to London 5 years ago, I went up to Scotland and I'd busk there, or Paris. I busked in Paris for like 5 days one time, and I did all the open mic circuit and all the acoustic nights and all that stuff when I was here.
Yeah.
You know, but then I quickly met a manager and things kind of changed for me, and I haven't really done that so much anymore. Because, like you said, I guess that there, you know, you don't feel that need to like. I don't know what the word is.
Well, you've got an outlet already.
Exactly.
It's about the notion of performing and the need to perform, isn't it?
But I guess I want... Like, my album came out last Friday.
Yeah.
It's called Only in My Mind. It was produced mostly by Danton Supple, who did X and Y for Coldplay.
See, that's pretty good, isn't it?
Yeah. But I guess kind of to celebrate like my roots, I just wanted to go back to busking for a bit. So my manager got in contact with the head of music at Mayor of London. They were like, "Yeah, cool, we'll let you do a couple stations." And
How do they compare to the New York stations? I don't mean in design, because the New York stations are much nicer.
Here there's an actual scheme to do it. I mean,
Right.
I haven't lived in New York since I was 18. I'm 25 now, so that's 7 years. So I don't really know the rules there anymore. But I do know in London, the mayor really wanted buskers to be able to go out and not like be scared of getting arrested all the time or moved on. So they've made it a lot easier for people to go out. Like, there's queuing systems.
Well, that's why we like to do it on Friday, because it's one of those things where, you know, people walk past buskers all the time. We see them around, and not just in London, of course, over the whole country. And we kind of thought, well, you know, our sister station downstairs, Virgin Radio, you know, they get a lot of big name bands in. Mm-hmm. We want to give something back to the people who are doing it down at the roots. Mm-hmm. and who are coming up that way. So that's why, you know, we do this. Did you kind of get spotted? Did you get spotted, or were you or was it a case of your demo landing on someone's desk? How did it happen for you?
I guess when I moved to London, I had been studying in Nashville, Tennessee. That's where my university was. And I had a teacher there who had worked with Indy Irie and Mark Broussard. And he said, "You have a blue-eyed soul, Amy Winehouse, Adele thing about you. You should maybe consider going to London." And London was never a place that was even like on my radar. I wasn't even in the country.
Yeah.
You know, New Yorkers think New York's the only place that exists.
I mean, yes, Americans don't really know.
Nashville didn't even exist to me. And my friend was like, "Go to Nashville." I was like, "What's Nashville?"
Yeah.
You know, you don't think of anything but New York. So going to London was like a really crazy thing to even think of.
And you were young to do it.
I was 20. Like,
I mean, that's a bold step.
So I came here and studied abroad because of that teacher saying, "Hey, maybe you should try London." Basically, all my friends in the university had been, you know, going out and partying every night and everything, and it was like freshers' weeks and all this stuff, bonfire night. I didn't go out to any of that stuff. I was just out at music nights every night because I was like, I never know who I'm going to meet. You know, if I was on the tube and I saw somebody that looked music industry, I'd just strike up a conversation with them, because that's what my dad always taught me. He always taught me I had to hustle, you know, and like just talk to anyone you can.
You shouldn't be doing that in London. People frown at you.
I know, but man, I do it. Basically I was at a songwriting night or a songwriting festival in it was at the Bedford in Balham.
Okay.
And basically I looked upstairs and there's kind of like a balcony and I saw these people and I was like, fire escape. And I just started chatting to them. And one of them turned out to be the guy that's my manager now.
Yeah.
Basically, like he didn't really give himself away or say what he did. And I ended up going, hey, can I sing a song for you? And he was like, we're at a concert. What are you talking about? And I just whipped out my guitar. I was like, let's go to the fire escape. I played him a song and he was like, I'm going to get your record
deal.
See,
that's bold.
And that was it.
Yeah.
So, you know, because I knew I had 3 months of study abroad. And I was only going to be in London for 3 months. And I knew if I didn't make it happen, I found my manager in 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't know anyone here, really. I knew one person.
That's kind of the message that we want. Because we get a lot of people getting in touch, having heard Buskers play about.
Yeah.
And it encourages people to go and do it, which is the kind of... Listen, we're going to go to a break now. Traffic and travel stuff. Then we're going to come back. We're going to hear a couple of tracks from
you.
Live in the studio. That is Norma Jean Martin. Is it Martin?
Martin.
It is. I was right. See, Norma Jean Martin with us. More from her, musically speaking, next here on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In October, we've got a real deal on an 8 foot by 4 foot sheet of 12.5mm standard plasterboard for only £3.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. We've got even more real deals and thousands of products in stock at selcobw.com.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
Next up on Sounds Fantastic is this.
Hey, you give to me all of your money, and maybe I give to you a few extra megabytes.
Ooh, that was the merciless Broad Bandit. Fear not and listen up.
Go compare.
That's the sound of the very first place you should be looking for your ideal broadband deal.
If you want to decide, it should be your favorite. GoCompare.com is right up there.
Sounds fantastic.
Join us tonight for a very special Celebrity Gogglebox featuring Ollie Mears, Niall Horan, Steve Coogan, Anna Friel and England footballers Daniel Sturridge, Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain and Jamie Vardy. Celebrity Gogglebox for Stand Up To Cancer. Tonight from 7 on Channel 4.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
First of all, to the motorways in Cheshire, the M6 northbound, there's long delays due to a broken down vehicle between junction 16 for Crewe and 17 for Sandbach. In Worcestershire, the M5 northbound, one lane blocked and very slow traffic due to a broken down lorry between junction 8 for the M50 and junction 7 for Worcester. In Devon, the A303, there's been an accident there in both directions at Newcott, just by the Route 303 Cafe, although traffic is currently getting by. I'm Paul Jenkins.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Late Night Ian Lee. Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio.
Differently interesting nocturnal emissions from a legend of late night radio.
My name's Ian Lee. I'm on at 10 o'clock at night. We're going to have singers. We're going to have dancers. We're going to have naked pets. Just listen and see what happens.
Late night conversation worth losing sleep over.
Late Night Ian Lee.
On air and off the leash.
Tonight from 10 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So live music coming up from Norma Jean just momentarily. However, there's the small matter, of course. A lot of breaking news this afternoon. As we know, there was the arrest of a terrorist suspect to do with the bombing, or the suspect package, which could have turned into a bomb, at North Greenwich Tube yesterday. Victoria brought you news about that. We know that Gary Lineker, MPs have now said Gary Lineker will be stripped of his ears by the Queen. That's in the news. It's all very complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Well, don't worry, Cornelius, because this is the programme that helps you get your head around the news, as we analyse the news by breaking it down into its component part. When you take a lump of news and you strip the layers away and you get right down to the inside of it, what you end up with, of course, is Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
MPs vote to strip Gary Lineker of ears or something like that.
The news in haiku form to make it easier to digest and understand. You're listening to Talk Radio in the Afternoons. Hello, I'm John Holmes. Yasmin Khan will be with you for Drive in around 15 to 20 minutes' time. Before that, though, there is the small matter of live music. That's what we do on a Friday. We go out onto the streets, we drag in a busker we like the sound of and force them at microphone point to perform for us. Norma Jean Martin is with us. She is an American.
Yeah.
Good.
God bless America.
Who are you going to vote for?
Hillary Clinton.
Yeah, okay, good. Right, so...
Oh, my God.
Did you hear what Madonna said, by the way, the other day about?
No.
Didn't you not hear that?
Is this the news? Are you going to do it in a haiku?
No, it's not a haiku, but it is news. Madonna said... How am I going to put this? Madonna said, right, on stage the other night, that she would, let's say, orally entertain... Anybody who...
Oh, yeah, I know.
So just,
I did read that.
Okay, fine. Just get in the queue. That's what I'm saying. Really. Anyway, so... Because she wasn't specific. Anyone, I think. Right.
Sounds like Madonna.
What track are you going to do for us? Because this is off your album.
Yeah.
Which came out last Friday.
Yeah.
Called Only in My Mind.
Yes.
What track are we going to hear?
This is called Still in Love with You. I wrote it about my first love.
Wow.
And it's my next single.
Okay.
It's coming out in January.
All right. So. Here we go. Live on the radio.
We were both kids, thought we knew everything. Heartbeat fast like a hummingbird. Wing there in the dark, in the back of your car. We swore we'd always be. You helped me take a drag of my first cigarette. Burned me, left a scar, so I would not forget. Sneaking out late, getting drunk for the sake of it. We watched the moon go down. They said we were too young to know if it was true love. They couldn't have been more wrong. I still love you. I'm still in love with you. If we give one more shot, will you know if it's real or not? This feeling's way too strong. I still love you. I'm still in love with you. Thought I saw you walking down Main Street. Wasn't my mind playing dirty tricks on me. The summer storms, your shirt that I wore. Does the rain make you think of me? They said we were too young to know if it was true love. They couldn't have been more wrong. I still love you. I'm still in love with you. If we give one more shot, we'll know if it's real or not. This feeling's way too strong. I still love you. I'm still in love with you. Happy ever after what? Playing the master, tell me you remember how we used to know. When they said we were too young, I knew that this was true love. They couldn't have been more wrong. I still love you. I'm still in love with you. If we give one more shot, will you know if it's real or not? This feeling's way too strong. I still love you. I'm still in love with you. Na 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 na. I'm still in love with you. Na 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 na. still in love with you. They said we were too young to know if it was true life. They couldn't have been more wrong. I still love you. I'm still in love with you.
Yeah!
Live music on the radio, on the talk radio on a Friday. That is what we do. Excellent stuff.
Thank you very much.
Are you still in love with him?
We're just like best friends.
Oh, yeah.
We'll always be best friends. I feel like when you have that connection with somebody, it's like forever, you know?
There's a thing. I've been obviously looking through the track titles.
Mm-hmm.
So we've got Still in Love with You.
Yeah.
I Will Never Love Again.
Yeah.
Yeah. I Want You to Want Me.
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a theme on this, isn't there?
Love, yeah.
Yeah. Is that where it all came from?
Yeah. I mean, it's they're pretty much all based on personal experience.
Yeah.
And I guess, like, it took me about 3 years to write the record. I mean, you write a lot of songs in that time.
Well, you're a really prolific writer. I mean, the amount of people you've written songs for. I mean, we mentioned Rhoda Keating. But, but who else have you written songs for? Because...
Well, I mean, I've done a lot in Italy, which is really random. But it's pretty cool because my dad's side of the family, our roots are Italian. So it's really crazy to kind of go back there or talk to Italians, like from Italy Italians, not like New York Italians.
Yeah.
And go like, oh, yeah, I wrote this song for like Giorgia or Francesca Michelin or Marco Mengoni. And like they're all super famous.
Super
there,
big names in
there. But obviously like only in Italy, really.
Do you have to write them in Italian?
No. I write like the music and melodies and then they take them and write their own lyrics,
sure,
which is like an interesting process.
So it's
pretty cool. But I've also done things in Germany, like for Lena, who she won the Eurovision like I don't know a couple years ago, but she's super famous there, and I had a song on her last album that I wrote with Aurora, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Kind of random fun.
How did the Burt Bacharach writing come about? Because that is no small name, is it? Really?
No,
for you
no.
to be sitting there
like
writing
top
a song with
five
it.
Songwriters
exactly.
ever with like
ever.
Lennon and McCartney and King. You know?
So how did that happen?
My manager is kind of crazy and like comes up with these ideas that you'd think like, nah, that can't happen. You know? And he was watching a docudrama about Cilla Black, and there's that famous scene where he's like, sing it again, and she's like, Bert, I sang it 200 bloody times. I can't do it anymore. But anyway, he's a perfectionist. Bert's a perfectionist, and he still is, like, sitting in his house. You know, he maybe messed up one chord when we were writing a song, and he was like, no, wait. And he, like, sat there and, like, figured it out because he wanted to get it right, even though it was, like, just me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's not like you. You know what I mean? So that's just the way he is. And even when we performed our song at the Palladium, it was the same thing. Like, we did a rehearsal, and we went over this one part, like, three times because he was like, nah, you didn't get it right. Like, got to do that over, you know, because he wants it, like, perfect.
Yeah.
Which is really inspiring. Like, imagine being, like, eight. Like, a lot of people, I feel like, when they get to 88, they're just like, blah, whatever.
I've done what I needed to do.
Yeah, you
Nothing
know,
to prove.
But he still wants it to be perfect, which is, like, so inspiring. And that, I mean, probably is a testament to why he is considered a legend. I mean, how many people in the world are considered that?
Just me and him, I think, actually.
Yeah. But, you know, my manager was just watching the docudrama, and he went, Norma's got to meet Burt Bacharach.
Yeah.
And then, because of my time in Nashville, I knew the guys at Universal Music Publishing Nashville. They had literally, right at that time, just signed Burt's catalog to them.
Fine.
So we basically got in contact with them. They sent Burt one of my songs.
Yeah.
I'll Never Love Again, actually, they sent him.
Okay.
And he liked my voice, and I went to LA and hung out with him at his house for 2 days.
So you're going to sing the song that you wrote with him now?
Yeah. I'm going to do it a cappella.
All right.
Do
you want me to play the guitar now?
Oh my god.
I literally can't, so it would be a disaster.
I mean, do you want to?
No.
It might be like interpretive.
Absolutely not. Okay, so this is called?
It's called I'm Still Here.
Okay.
I didn't think about what note to start on.
You take your own time.
I'm still here. Know that I'm not going anywhere. Without you, I'm a songbird singing out of tune in a sky that's never blue. I'm still here. Chances pass and goodbyes come too soon. Without you, I can't sleep. I lie awake and stare. You were all I had to lose. I'll be here forever and a day. I'd do it all again, not yesterday's. I love you more than words, I tick you late. The little things mean so much. And I'm still here. Don't you cry for me, don't waste a tear. I'm the whisper in your heart, the sunlight in your hair. Forever, come what may, it will be okay. I'm still here.
Yeah!
Very, very nice.
Thank you.
That's the first a cappella busking style we've had on the show.
First time for everything.
Absolutely. Listen, thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So the album is out. It's called Only In My Mind. That is Norma Jean Martin, who, well, I'm sure you'll be hearing a lot more of. Websites, dates, things like that? Where will we find you online if we wish
I mean, like normajeanmartin.com.
Easy.
But, you know, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, all that stuff.
All the modern stuff.
All the modern stuff. And as far as dates, everything's to be announced at the moment.
Okay, fine.
Yeah, but there's dates coming.
Well, thanks for coming.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks very much. Live music on Friday. Yasmin Khan, Yasmin Star Trek to the Wrath of Khan is here.
We reviewed Norma's single last week
I've
on
just
my show.
Heard tell of this.
Yes.
What a weird... We didn't know that. That is a weird coincidence.
It's a happy guys, accident. It's the universe.
Yeah.
Conspiring.
Something like that.
Yes. How are you, John?
When she's standing in front of you, what did you say about it?
We said very good things about it.
Did you?
Yes.
Yeah.
You have to say that, yeah. That would have been a really awkward moment. We all said
terrible,
it was rubbish.
Yeah. No, we said very good things about it, rightly so.
Yes, good. All right.
Thanks.
Bye, guys. You're welcome.
Cheers.
Right, Yasmin Khan, what's coming up on yours today? You've just read my book, haven't you?
Yeah, I was going to say, before we get to what's coming up, I feel the need for some sort of group therapy. I read your book. I was away for a few days.
The book, A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man, out now in paperback.
Yeah, I do believe. Yeah. I have to say that it did make me laugh.
That's the good.
Large amounts of it, I did not realise before reading it, were about...
his wang.
Little Jonathan.
It's
only what you call it.
The thing is, it's a book about about men, how men work, about growing up, about growing up being a teenage boy.
Yeah.
So naturally, there are some bits about things you might do when you're growing up.
And what I will say is there are lots of very funny bits. The words, I think there were 8 words uttered by your mother that no young man should ever... Just read the book.
that's a good tease for that, actually. Yeah, there are... an incident happened. My mum... And then said 8 words, which still haunt me to this day.
I think they probably haunt your mum as well, I'd imagine.
And you now.
Yes. I actually can't. I keep looking away.
I know you can't look at me, can you? Because you know too much about me now.
I
have overshared in that book,
and
Yasmin Khan.
Dedicated it to your daughters, who you rightly say should never read it. Never.
No way.
No. Can't look at you.
I know.
Just going to look at my running order instead.
Do you want to look at my running
order?
No. Okay.
Please. Stop it.
All right.
Overgrown schoolboy.
What's coming up on the show?
Accent snobbery is boosting demand for elocution lessons. Would you believe? Since the referendum, demand for elocution lessons has gone up. I thought this whole accent snobbery thing was a thing of the past, and that it was all about the regional accent and we celebrated difference. Yeah. Apparently not. So if there are people out there who have faced difficulties, you know, at work, in their jobs, in their daily lives because of their accents, I'd love to hear from you. I had drama lessons when I was little, and I've never had a strong, I'm from Huddersfield, never had a strong accent. I can if I want. I don't choose to hide it. This is how I speak.
Yeah, well, I think, because I'm from the Midlands.
You've got a twang.
So I've got a slight Midlands accent, on certain words, certainly. But obviously, now I've not lived there for a very long time, it sort of gets beaten out of you, doesn't it, in a way. But
when I first moved to London, my accent was probably a bit stronger, and people would say, oh, you know, you sound thick because of it. So it's happened to me. So I'd love to hear from people who have changed their accents because they face difficulty at work.
What if they're like Cass, though, right? And then, then they ring up and say things like this. And she comes.
John, can you hurry up? Because we're running late.
Running late.
Okay.
I don't really understand a word she says.
Lots more on Drive, including why the price of Kit Kats is going to go up. Scandalous.
You four fingers or two?
How can I... Yeah, four.
Okay. could have guessed. It's 4 o'clock.
Yeah, Get off!
Yasmin, Four Fingers Kit Kat Khan is with you next on Talk Radio. We're back on Monday, 1 to 4.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.